Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
runway, 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 runway,
the right way. Soul Shaker. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to my show, the Sister for Real show. Hi, everybody out there in the chat rooms and all the people out there across America and everybody that is listening to the phone line. This is our anticipated topic of conversation tonight will be the Femme Queens and the Butch Queens dating, marrying, sex, and so on. I'm expecting this conversation to be very controversial. I just want to let everybody know that everybody's entitled to their opinion and everybody's entitled to feel how they like to feel, but I don't want anyone to be very disrespectful or harsh in expressing how it is that you feel today. A lot of controversy is going on, period, you know, from the time that I've been out, and it's always been like that. It's always been more like the Butch Queen and the Femme Queen relationship thing has always been like a secret society. And back when I was coming around, when I came out, you know, Butch Queens went with Femme Queens, and, you know, it was almost not talked about. You know, if you had did that, that was, you know, the Butch Queen wouldn't own up to it with his friend. And excuse me, guys, because I don't just mean, I say Butch Queen because that's the lingo we use, but I also mean gay man because I don't want anyone to be feeling offended. And you ladies as well, when I say Femme Queens, I'm also meaning ladies too, but it's just too much work to keep just going that way. So I'm sure you all understand what it is that I'm saying. So, like I said, when, you know, back in my time, it was a conversation that didn't be spoke about. You know, if a gay guy or a Butch Queen was with his friends and he happened to like a Femme Queen or was attracted to them or was even doing little funny stuff with her on the side, it was basically unheard for him to have that conversation with his Butch Queen friends because he would be red or, you know, they would be like, ew, you know, they could never understand it. And even like that for some Femme Queens, that have came into the lifestyle and have chosen to be real woman, you know, a woman about the situation, has chosen to stay away from the Butch Queen thing because they figure, well, he's just a gay guy, and why would, you know, I want to be talking to a gay guy if that's the case. You know, I'm like this because I want to be a woman, so I want to talk to a man. Well, I have my own opinion about all of that, and I definitely am going to share it with here with y'all. I've called up all of the ladies tonight. So if you're on the phone line and you haven't, this conversation has been wanted from everybody. So none of you ladies, leave me hanging here tonight. Do not feel afraid to come on this platform and to express your feelings and to say how you felt or to tell us about a relationship. Not necessarily you have to use the names of the person that you were dealing with, but to tell us a little bit about your experience and how the whole thing felt to you, and if you still like it or if you don't like it anymore. And Butch Queens, I want to give you guys the opportunity to come on this phone line tonight and to speak your opinion about what is it that you do and don't like about the situation. Like I said, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and everybody's entitled to feel how they feel. This is a very controversial conversation. I'm bringing it to the platform because a lot of ladies wanted to talk about this, and I know what was so interesting was that I have gotten hit up by a lot of gay guys and Butch Queens. So I figured, let me bring this to the platform. You know, I always do my interviews. Next week I will be doing another interview, but I also want to give everybody a fair chance for we to be talking about different things and different things that we all deal with, and these are one of the things that we are dealing with ourselves or with others or maybe with a friend. So of course I'm going to have I know so many different people, and I've called. I can't tell you guys exactly who's coming up there, but my first guest is going to be the legendary Mother Deja LaPerla, who's my dear, dear sister and friend. And when me and Deja became friends, she was actually dating Dykes, trans Dykes, what they were called Dykes back then. And I came along, and I switched that whole thing up for her. And, she was just living and going crazy for Pony. And then it went from there on. We have all had our little experiences and our crushes and people that we have liked it, that we have been afraid as women to approach because we know that they are Butch Queens. For me, that has never been a problem. I came into the scene, maybe at my 19th age, about 19 years old, I realized that Butch Queens was my thing, and that's what I have done all the way now to today. So I've never really went with a piece of trade. I have my opinion about trade and dealing with cunts and to be involving myself. When you're dealing with a man who you want him to be your man, but he's dealing with cunt who he thinks that you are trying to emulate, to me, that concept, it's a conflict of interest there to me, because for me, I think that you'll always be left, because a man would rather, he have a lot more to lose to stay with you and disregard his family or the cunt or his baby mother or whatever relationship that he was having with a girl and that he was having with, and now he's now having with you on the side. So everybody's invited to the conversation. I want everybody to feel free to come up and express their opinion tonight. With the topic is femme queens and butch queens dating, liking each other, marrying each other, sex, and so on. We can talk about how we feel about why butch queens may not don't like us because of this in particular topic. My opinion is some butch queens are bitter towards the femme queens because femme queens can get as far as the male figure things that they may not can be able to get. And if they are able to get it, in my opinion, it's only for a short time. I personally think that that relationship is a longevity relationship, even if it's not sexual or you guys are not together anymore. There's something about the connection that keeps me holding on to faith and saying that there will be somebody that's going to come along and it's going to be right. I've made a lot of rules and regulations as I grew up along with going with, the femme queens and butch queens to make myself feel better. And you guys may have done that on your own terms, but for me, I have wrote the ramada of things that I shouldn't and don't do and how I shouldn't get involved or what shouldn't I say, because I needed to do whatever I need to do to keep him with me. So I have lots of ladies that's going to be joining us here tonight. A lot of girls are going to be pressing one. Like I said, my first guest I'm going to bring up here who we pretty much, it's my best friend, my sister, and we pretty much have done the dance, and she's learned a lot of it, a lot of what I'm saying from myself. But then she had to also go and learn a lot for her own self. We'll see how that has been for the legendary Deja. But I'm going to take a commercial break, and I want you guys to all, you know, get your friends or get your Bush Grizz and everybody. You guys are all invited. You young girls, you know, Maya, Maisha, Erica, all you girls now who has conquered the scene, Coco, Ebony, you girls now, I would like for you girls to grace this platform and just, you know, in a lady form, explain your opinion about the situation. And all you young witch queens who now, the new generation that has now, because it's totally different from when I was running through the street and doing the show. Now it's a whole new different ball game. But you guys are also very welcome, so do not feel shy and do not feel like you don't want to come up on here. Kelly has had her experiences too. She has not always been dating dykes, you know, so she also has had experience. She's kind of rough about what she says about it, but her herself has had her experience. I think all of us, even the CEO, Jasmine Couture, she's had her experience in her lifetime as also dating a butch girl. We've all been through this saga, so I want all of us to be able to share with each other and have a real positive and interesting conversation. I'm looking forward to be over. So I'm going to take a commercial break, and we're going to play some commercials because we know we have some balls coming up, and we're going to come back with the legendary Deja. Commercial.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icons, Jack Mizrahi, and icon, Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Von Allure. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Favorite. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there! Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legislative stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl. Okay, welcome back to my show, everybody. Okay, it's Deja Legend, the legend, everyone. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, girl. How are you, sister? How are you feeling?
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
This is the Sister to Sister For Real show. This is the first time you've graced in this part of my segment of my show. You haven't been around for a long time, but, you know, you're here. And, you know, I definitely couldn't do this show without bringing you on as my partner in crime and running and all the things that we have done when it came down to that situation. So it's going to be other girls. TT Allure is going to be coming on his phone. I'm going to send that number over to the switchboard as well. A lot of and all you other girls that I have called and spoke to, and we have spoke about this conversation. Mother Monique Kahn from Baltimore, I want her to be coming on the phone. My legendary sister, happy birthday, Katrina. Happy birthday, Angie. God bless y'all on your day. Katrina Icon, my sister, I love you. Happy birthday. Want to give y'all birthday shout outs. So, Deja, how are you, sister? I mean, I know how you are, but just tell the world, how are you? We haven't heard your voice in a long time. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. I have no complaints at all. I'm wonderful.
And things is looking up. Can we all look forward to be seeing you shortly and soon?
I'm not that sure because I actually started my spring semester in school. So I'll probably be busy with school again this year coming around.
Okay. TT, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, yes, also welcome to the Pledge Sister to Sister show. You've seen her, heard her voice here many of times. TT Allure, that's one of us, my sisters. You girls know who you are that's supposed to be on this platform, like Ms. Danielle and Angel and you girls. So y'all know to be here because this conversation is very controversial. So earlier in this week, I had a conversation with TT, and it was a pretty long conversation, and she made me feel some type of way, and she really inspired me again with her experience with a butch queen, you know, to really want to do this show, because every time I spoke to someone, along with Monique, Mother Kahn from Baltimore, you know, y'all just amped me up as far as the conversation, because y'all took me back, you know, way back. So first, I want to ask you, Deja, like, what's your view on the whole femme queen and butch queen thing, and how did it meet your surface?
I want to say first, I love butch queens. I love butch queens. No, well, as everybody knows, Nicole had already stated earlier, you know, I started off by dating dykes. And that had took me for a whirlwind. But the whole time I had been admiring and wanting butch queens. But when I first came out and stuff like that, butch queens wasn't really with the girls. They were with the girls, but it was all secretive and, you know, all that. And I'm not with that shit. If you're my husband, you're my husband. But I've had my share. And, Lord, I was with a butch queen for about 7 years on and off. And it was the best but the craziest thing ever. I think what happens is that, see, I'm competition for a woman, a drag queen, or another tranny or whatever, but when it comes to butch queens like in men, that's when it's a problem because they are generally gay men. So, but the best part about it is that they understand us and they know what we go through and they can feel, you know, feel what we feel because we live the same lifestyle. So when it comes to butch queens, I just got to say it again. I love butch queens. I really do. They are everything. I mean, it's like, you don't have to explain. You don't have to. You may have to teach them how to treat you because they used to date and men. But you could do everything with a butch queen. You think you can be a boy and go your boyfriend in the middle of a movie theater.
I think
that's
dependent on the butch queen when you say trainer. Because like, I was talking to TT, some of them actually know how to wife you. What about, what do you think, TT, about? Do you necessarily have to
They
train?
Are you, just without the hair and the hair. You ain't got to teach them. They know what it's given. It's just bad when you got to compete with them. But, I mean, you know, Nicole, I couldn't stand them, you know.
Yes, girl, that's
girls,
why I really got to
them.
Hear your story because
and it just happened, you know. It just happened. And we were kind of introduced, you know, by the same girl. He used to always tell us the same thing. Oh, girl, the butch means this and that. And, you know, it was like, oh, but, I mean, it happens. And, you know, one laid it on me, and I ain't been right since. So it is what it is.
I definitely could agree with that about having been right since. I think, do you guys think that their love or more, do you think they love is longevity than in any other relationship?
Sometimes it can be. Sometimes. A lot of them date the girls, you know. A lot of them date the girls because, it's like either, you know, you got the fame chasers or you have the ones who really want to be you. You know,
okay, well, how do you feel about that? But see, that's a different thing because for me, you got, like you said, you have the tranny chasers, but then you have the butch queens. So like for me, I like the butch queens that don't chase the tranny. So it has to be a challenge for me. It makes it me feel more special. If you date a femme queen or it's your thing, you're not going to get as much life from me because if I didn't, I'm feeling like you're going to go get it from another femme queen anyway. So I'm not as special as I wanted myself to be. So do you guys actually do the whole tranny man thing with the guys that date the femme queens?
No. I've never been with one who's actually been with a femme queen. So,
Deja?
Shit, I have. You're a butch queen. I like it. And if I know that you like, and if I know that you like the girls, I know I got a chance.
Okay, but see, I never looked at it like that because I felt the opposite. I knew if you liked the girls, then I knew that
have a chance of losing them too to another.
Yes,
one.
Yes, I kind of felt like that.
The next hot thing.
Yeah, right. So then, you know, they move. That's how, you know, the lifestyle moves along anyway and stuff like that. What have y'all guys ever been criticized as far as, you know, well, TTU was the criticism, you know, as far as back in there. But now when you started dating, did your girlfriends come and be like, oh, girl, now you dating butchers? What's that given? Like, I thought you didn't like the actress.
Kiki to everybody, you know?
But then that relationship would make you
I guess they call me a chaser now, but I ain't really a chaser because I still like to chase.
Do you think that there's a butch queen made for you, Deja, like when as you go and you see different butch queens or what type of butch queen you think is it one made for exactly you?
I think that when you do meet that one butch queen, that one butch queen is always going to be your husband. It never ever changes. That's the only one that's going to be your husband. Everybody else is just going to be something you mess with, something you dated, something you know dealt with, but you always have that one that was just made for you. So I mean, me and the one that was made for me, we're actually close friends now. And, you know, I like pretty butch queens. So, you know, I like the pretty boys and the face boys and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
that's
cute. Okay, go ahead.
Like, I think, like I said, the one that was made for me, you know, he had been in my life for 7 years and on and off. And we have been through fighting and everything. I can't say his name, but, you know, I put him in drags and all that other stuff. Because it's like your girlfriend, your best friend, your everything to you. And then it's, and in actuality, it's your husband. So, you know,
that would freak me out right there.
Have you and your butch queen ever tore it down, TT? And what type of tear it down do you think? Would you say it's like a cut in the tray tearing it down? Like,
girl.
You know, this
I mean,
is a show.
We've had fun, you know. We've had fun. Girl, shut up, you know. We've had fun, but that's an old trick too, you know.
Yeah, that's an old trick.
But
this platform is made to let it out. So everybody up here, Miss Kiana, I know you're listening, so you best to be pressing 1. Do not get red. I definitely need to hear the overall Mother Ivisu opinion about it as well. Well, you know, I've been doing the butch queen since, 1997. And I think I have been through every dramatic thing. I will agree with you, Deja, when you say when you find that special butch queen, it's kind of hard, even after you're done, you know, maybe having sex or done having a relationship, to say that they're not your husband because, you know, they meet all the different needs that you require, you know. Have y'all?
You know what? I kind of bug out though with the girls though. Like, okay, especially if it's like, you know, the Butch Queen's first time. If you know that this is a Butch Queen, now I'm not saying that it's okay. Like, I've always been this way with mine. I'm not saying that it's okay for you to just fuck every goddamn body. But, I mean, if you feel the need to do you. And girls get mad. I mean, after all, it is a Butch Queen, you know?
Right. That's a gay man.
So how could you? I'm only offended by, you know, another girl.
Yes.
Then I would have a problem with that. Another TS. You know, I would have a problem with that. But if it's
Would you have a problem years later?
I
tell it true.
I don't know. I can't really say. I don't think so. I don't.
What about you, Deja?
Well, I would at first. Well, I did at first when it came to other girls because I had a Butch Queen that just was crazy, and I did at first. But then as I grown in my age and stuff like that, I had looked at it as we were still friends, so it didn't matter if he dated someone else because I knew where he was going with it. You get what I'm saying? I know that they would never have amounted to me, and I know that he was looking for me and the rest of them.
Well, I'm glad that y'all both feel like that because I don't see it at all. No, I'm sorry. I actually think that anybody, because you have Butch Queens that come along, and, you know, you have the play ones, and that's my husband, and this, this, and that. But you have Butch Queens that come along that are really, really your husbands, and you share your life in a way that you have never shared your life in with anyone else, and vice versa. So for me, that it wouldn't be all of them. You know, I wouldn't say, oh, well, if he goes with a femme queen and this one, I went with him, so I'm going to carry on. No. I would have to say that there probably would be only one or two that probably would flip my wig. At my age now, I probably would kiki at them. But
when it's over, it's over. You know, that don't mean that
But you know what? That's the thing with butch queens and femme queens. It's never really.
It's never really over.
You know, butch queens, we give them something just as much as they give us something. And
make it to where they don't want no more anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, well, I have made it where the next femme queen says, you know what, I'm not even going to go across over there to that platform because Nicole, yes, is coming. Yeah, so I definitely make it. I think that's kind of, for me, when a femme queen steps on enough, that's the purpose of going with a butch queen. You understand? That's my purpose, at least, so that I don't get caught up in the whole he messing with another femme queen and this kind, because now this is another drag, you know, femme queen like myself, and that means murder, you know, because I'm the wife, and now some other bitch is in my atmosphere. She's in my yard, and the reason why I was going with the butch queen is because he didn't like, so that's why I don't go with tranny chasers or boys that tells me he dated or a bunch of girls, because there I know I'm competing with them, and in some cases, there is no competing. You understand? But they have been with them, and you have to accept that, and that brings up a lot of problems to me in the long run as far as, because you know how girls and how we all are and how we can be so catty to each other when it comes down to that. So I try to say.
Well, I've never had no problems with no girls. You know that. Like, girl,
I've never really had. Only
one girl I've ever had a problem with, and that was my sister. That's the only girl I ever really had to fight.
Deja, you have had a problem, too.
Period.
I've always had problems with everybody else's bitch queen. The girls want me. I'm not saying it like I go around people with everybody.
I never get into it with my sisters. I never do.
Well, I don't have, let me see if we have any callers. If you're on the phone line and you are a femme queen butch queen and y'all want to join into this conversation, I've spoken to you earlier, like Kiana and some of my sisters that are on the line listening. Feel free at any time to press one. It's an open forum. I'm comfortable with TT and Deja to start off it, but everybody's welcome, you know, to come on and express their opinion and say whatever it is that they have to say. I do want everybody to be a part of this conversation, being that everybody wants it. So anytime that you feel that you want to press one, then you definitely can feel free to do that. How do you feel with, you think your most problems, to both of y'all, your most problems, what about when you date a butch queen and the problem that you have is your butch queen friend?
Yeah. Most of the time, the Butch Queen friends are giving the Butch Queens the problems because 9 times out of 10, they tell them it's nasty and they're supposed to like guys and what they're going to think they're doing with, you know, tits and dick and all that other stuff or whatever. It's generally come from their Butch Queens giving them fever. Like, I've never had a problem with my Butch Queen girlfriends worrying about me dating Butch Queens, even though not sometimes they'll say, you should be with the trade. You look too fab to be with somebody like that. He's a faggot. What do you want with a faggot? But like I said, I love Butch Queens.
Well, my Butch Queen brothers are they can be a little overprotective, but for the most part, they ride with me. That's all.
Do you think
they ride with me? They don't read or nothing like that.
Do you guys ever encountered a problem where your Butch Queen friend has done something with your Butch Queen husband?
Mm-mm.
So
I haven't.
Well,
I have.
I've had a situation where my best friend slept with my Butch Queen husband, and they wound up dating after they sent me away.
Mm-mm.
So I don't put it past them because they two gay men and they like each other. So, you know, generally they always going to have their eye out for a man because they generally like men, other men. And I cannot give them that. So, therefore, they're always going to sneak around or try to find some kind of way if they're not totally head over heels for Fem Queens.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I stay away from the whole. My expectations would be, like Titi said earlier, for them to go, hold on, we have a caller. 347-883, welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show. Hello, 347-883. No, I guess that caller is gone. Let me see. 323-786. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hi, how you ladies doing tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is TJ. This is TT's brother.
Okay, hi TJ. How are you? What's up?
Everyone might know me as India Balenciaga, ex-Balenciaga. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hi. Okay, ex-Balenciaga. How are you? What's going on? Welcome to the show. What's your views and comments to this whole situation?
Well, right now I'm just listening. I've had a few little things to say and interject, but I mean I'm just enjoying the dialogue, and you know, finally, you know, people are uncovering something that's, you know, been, you know, kind of swept under the rug for a long time, because I mean, you, like you said, a lot of people, you know, don't talk about it. It was kind of hush hush, but I think the relationship between Butch Queens and Fem Queens is a lot more complicated than people from the outside looking in realize. The whole dynamics of everything of the lust and the whatever, the sexual attention or the life, or, you know, the wanting to emulate the girls, whatever like that. It's so many more dynamics that people from the outside don't see that happen, you know, behind closed doors.
I think most problems do come from the friends, though. Like sometimes the Butch Queen that you date, that the Fem Queen date, his friends might feel some type of way. It's like they're always in the way.
I get a lot of slack from my Butch Queen friends because they feel like that, you know, they'll feel like, oh, you'll sit up and you travel halfway around the world and spend a month in a foreign country with a Fem Queen, but you can't come over and, you know, chill and smoke a blunt with me. And you know, my Butch Queen's friends get offended by the fact that if one of my femmies call, and you know, I'm there, right? I'm on that shit. But you know, if one of them call, I might be a little hesitant, or I might call them back, or you know, it's just a whole different priority level that, and you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
you switch us up like your clothes.
So that means that you have several Fem Queens then that you would be considering your priorities.
I have a handful of girls that I hold near and dear to my heart, and that if they were, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Hold on one second.
Okay. Go ahead, TJ.
But, yeah, no matter, you know, if they were to call, I mean, we haven't spoken months or whatever like that. No, you know, it's just a certain few that I hold that near and dear to where if they call, I'm there. Now, of course, I have my other girls who I'm more of associates with. You know, you might call, oh, just hey, sis, da-da-da, kiki girlfriends. But
let me ask you a question.
My close network, very small because, you know, when you get involved with too many girls and then you find yourself, you get put in the middle of shit when it comes to girls. Like, let's say, for instance, if I'm, you know, chilling with Sarah and with Amy, and Amy and Sarah fall out, then I get put in the middle of it. And so then Amy is sitting here coming, talking, you know, reading Sarah, and, you know, I don't want to sit up here and be fake because I know that 3 months down the line, they're going to be good girlfriends again, and they're going to sit up and talk about what I was saying or what I was co-signing or what I told them about them. So it gets real messy and it gets real funny. So you have to be real, like, dealing with film queens is like, you know, it's a lot.
I think it's a very territorial.
Now, when you throw changes into it, you into a whole other ball game.
Right, yeah. Well, I think that femme queens, period, are very territorial about their property. And that's why I think that other – but and it depends on TJ, the the commitment and the connection between people. Because, see, you can be a butch queen and you can be a femme queen's husband and, you know, you do everything for her and you come to her. But then there's other femme queens who have serious relationships. Like, for me, when I was with my butch queens, I was having sex with them on a daily basis. This was my husband, you know. He took care of me. We lived together. You know, I knew that he dated butch queens and that he went into that, but this was my time. And throughout the whole 10-year period, it was in and off. It would be my time. And it was my butch queen. So as me being a femme queen, I was the one who actually had him. Now, he had femme queen girlfriends, and to this day, I could never get with it. I just, you know, it's because, and it's not personal. I just think that us as femme queens are very territorial over things that we hold so tight to our heart. And I think it's not even just about our husband. It can be our butch queen brother, because I'm like that over my brother. I'm like that over, you know, people that I hold territory. But when it's my husband that is considered mine, and I don't mean because he calls me and we talk on the phone and we kiki and la la la. I mean because we are together and we have a family and we this. See, I've had a great end of the whole butch queen and femme queen thing. So when you have that type of relationship, it's kind of hard for me now to settle for the bougie back and forth bullshit. You know, although I would love to be in a relationship, but now it's hard when I've actually been able to endure real love, real commitment, real togetherness, as in living with each other and everything. It's kind of hard now to just go pick anybody to do the same. It's kind of hard for me. So I think it has to be.
Go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, you can go ahead.
Personally, I've never, you know, had that sort of an intimate relationship with a femme queen. Well, I experienced intimate relations with one, but no intimate relationship. So,
okay. And
FYI, wasn't my thing. It just wasn't. But anyway, so I feel like the problem comes along when those relationships with femme queens and butch, the problem comes along when those lines get blurred. Like, you know, the lines of friendship, oh, my girlfriend, you know, but then, you know, we kiki girlfriends when we sit up at home, but then when we go, I'm opening up doors and I'm doing shit, you know, stuff like that, pumping gas, you know, just stuff that a man would do in a situation when out with a woman. And I think sometimes the girls can take that and get confused and kind
yes.
of feel
yes,
and
yes,
and thinking that okay, this is my butch queen husband and da 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 da. So you get mad when your butch come up and tell you about the trade that just came over and fucked him up.
But why are you falling out?
Because you know what? I like that, TJ, because that's something. Thank you for saying that. But see, I like that, and I'm falling out because I've had so many of my girlfriends and so many of my sisters who end up in it. See, I don't play like that. See, that's why you when you cross the line, sometimes femme queens are afraid, would y'all agree, Deja, to express their feelings and the little natural things that happen in their head, they're feeling con, and, you know, oh, my God, that's that's my husband and stuff. See, but I'm the bitch that's going to say it. I'm the bitch that's going to tell him, you know you're going to be my husband. You know, I'm not going to want you to pretend that, oh, this is my butch queen brother and this is my butch queen friend when I like him. Because then that's when my...
Exactly, and you're going to sit up and you're going to correct all your girlfriends when your girlfriends sit up and call him she or say her.
Right.
But you want to know something though? What TJ just said? That's what really kind of started making me like them. You know, in New York, I didn't feel like the book scenes that I hung around didn't make me feel like a girl. But when I moved to Baltimore, like some years back, it was like, you know, little Brandon Revlon and Man and Ron and Mousy. You know, all of them, they showed me a whole another way, Glenn and all of them, and that's when I started wearing more heels, and, you know, I didn't have to be fighting, and it was just like, girl, sit down and just be cunt, and I started liking all that, and I think Baltimore was what made me start liking Butch Queens.
Hey, you were the trophy, and honestly, I think I've spoken to other people about this who, you know, other butch queens who have, you know, relationships or really close friendships or whatever with femme queens, and it's that, and then like I said earlier, you also run that risk of when you deal with a like that you know, you're going to get dropped for the next little hot bitch to come up in the scene.
Yeah, I totally agree. We have like I said, hold on, TJ. If you have anybody on the phone line that want to join this conversation, we do have another call. I believe I know exactly who that is. I want everyone to feel free to press 1. I want everybody to have an opportunity to talk to TJ. I'm gonna put you back in the queue if you want to come back on and join this conversation at any given point.
My brother Jahad is sitting right here, and he thinks that we're lunatics.
Okay, well, we're going to get to hear his opinion, too, then. Go ahead, TJ. What you saying?
I said Kiana is sitting here in the background agreeing, too. I don't know why she hasn't introduced herself, but she's here as well.
Which Kiana? My sister Kiana?
Yes.
Are we talking about the change Kiana?
One and only.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, she's always had a little problem. Kiana, could you please be able to press 1 and come in? Because, you know, you've always been very
She's already in.
Oh, Kiana.
Yes.
Don't play with me. Tell us about how you felt about it. You've always had so much to say to me privately about, you know, me dating butch queens and stuff. And I used to drill it all in your head to get you to like it. But what do you think overall about it?
I don't see it. I mean, I don't think it's dating, but I would have sex with one, and that's it.
Well, why would you be able to have sex with a butch queen, but wouldn't be able to date them?
Because I'm not going to compete with them. I'm not going to compete with no man over my man. I just wouldn't.
And so
I actually like dick, so he's going to leave me. He's going to go get him some dick. So, I mean
the way the world going right now, though, I mean, even a cunt is competing with men. For
men. Right. I think that's such a Kiana. When you say that, I take that differently because that's a double-edged sword. It works both ways. The same thing as you dating a man that's a piece of trade. I mean,
every now and then.
Right. So we are competing with cunt, don't you think?
Well, I think she got kind of gets put into another category because. It's not, you know, if a pre-op girl is dating a straight man who still enjoys pussy or whatnot, then, you know, I guess there would be some way, you know. If he didn't know,
and that would only work for a girl like her. Not all girls can do like that. If he didn't know, TJ, you got to say that. Because if he knew mentally what that person was, mentally he would require a woman. And when that came down, you know, whether they have a sex change or not, he knows what it really is, so that won't change too much. So I think that's just about whatever. But y'all sit right there. Y'all going to be – I'm going to leave y'all right there. Kiana, you on that line. You make sure you stay right there. Let me bring on my next caller. Let me make sure someone is here. Hold on, because I know people are on the line. If you're on the phone line, and like I said, I spoke to you and all that, you definitely feel free to come in. It's 646 385. Are you there? Is that the Niecy?
Season greetings, everyone. Season greetings.
Hi, Niecy. This is Coco Ebony. Welcome to the panel.
Hi,
we got Deja, TT, Miss Kiana, your grandmother, and TJ.
The family. Hi,
the family. What's going
hey,
on?
What's up, baby? Hey.
What's
I'm
your
beautiful
view?
Family.
What's you've been all right, Coco, let me give Coco her little life. When I remember being her coming up to me when we was young, and when she was young, I was pretty young too, and Coco started the whole thing. I've never really seen you too much do a lot of boys, Coco. I've always seen your thing from the beginning of time as well, being Butch Queens, and you've had a generation or two of them. So what's your opinion on the whole love thing with a Butch Queen, and is it better, and what do you get from it exactly?
I feel like at the end of the day, being in reality and or reality, Butch Queens can relate more to femme queens sometimes because we can do a little bit more than the average Butch Queen on Butch Queen relationship, as far as how we carry ourselves mentally, as far as how we come on to them, you know, and it's very different from them. And everybody, if I'm not mistaken, everybody likes something different in their life every now and then, you know, because just doing the same old thing is boring. So by them getting with us, it's like an excitement with us. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just like sometimes it could be real love. Sometimes it could be infatuation. Sometimes they can love you because of what you can do for them. Sometimes they can just say that they love you because, you know, you're saying it, and then after a while they start to feel obligated to say it back, but it's not true or it's not real. But there is sometimes, you know, feelings do get caught up and feelings do get, you know, true, and they communicate and things ejaculate, you know?
Well, go ahead.
As far as, you know, femme queen and butch queen, that's just, you know, two gay men in all reality getting together. And me, personally, I don't like boys because boys just like to fuck you. You know, I feel like I can go further with a gay man such as myself because we can communicate more because we don't want to talk about each other.
I ain't
going
to go that far now.
Well,
okay, well, y'all
like
hold
that
pause right there.
Like
wait, Coco.
Reality, basically, because that's what everybody is.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's if you're going to consider that. But y'all hold on the platform. I want to invite and bring on the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel, who has an insight or maybe an opinion about this topic. 347-533, Pioneer, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hi, R.R., how are you? That's
R.R.,
everyone.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you changed the topic up for the evening, and it's a really good topic because it's something that, you know, a lot of people don't talk about. But and my personal thing is that everybody has their own personal agenda in their sexuality, and I think that everybody's entitled to explore their sexuality in the manner that they feel comfortable. But what you have to understand is that when you start to go outside of your lane and you date someone that you know who is versatile as far as a butch queen, you know that a butch queen can be messy. A butch queen can love you today and love another butch queen tomorrow, and your feelings may not be the same feelings that that butch queen may have, and you're putting unrealistic expectations on that butch queen, and you're trying to mold him into the man that you want him to be. And when he's with you, he'll be that man.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute he leaves you, he's
mm-hmm.
going to be that sister that he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you're setting yourself up for the letdown. So when you get to the point where he starts to say, you know what, I'm taking this bobby pin out of my hair and I'm going to swirl my hair, you get upset, but you knew what you were getting when you opened that box of Cracker Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you deal with a straight man, you already know that the reason he wants you is because of your illusion and the secrets that you two can share. He will be with you and treat you the way you want to be treated, as long as you keep his secret. And he will not disrespect you with another femme queen or a butch queen because he does not want you to betray his sexuality to his real world. So he is going to stay in his lane, whereas a butch queen already knows that you're living in his world, and his world is open to his community, so he doesn't give a fuck. And then on top of that, you're dating a butch queen who may wind up dating a butch queen that you already know, and then you're going to get upset with that butch queen who's dating your boyfriend when you already knew that that butch queen was a butch queen. And you want to beat the other child down for fucking with your boyfriend when your boyfriend knew that he didn't really want to be with you, but he wanted to be with you for the illusion and to make the other kids gag. Because technically, being with a female figure of any kind is a gag for a butch queen. Because butch queens are really not into femme queens. Let's face it. And
so
at the end of the day, go ahead.
So you actually believe that at the end of the day that the butch queen relationship and the femme queen relationship, it's safe to say that it's a no-meaner, that they are really, really not into them, and there's the reasons, like TJ said this, and like Tichy said, maybe they want to be like them, or maybe they want to do this, or maybe they just infatuated. So your personal opinion...
It goes back to what you said, Nicole. You said that you tell them you're going to be my husband. So you planted a seed. But the seed that you planted was a key in the beginning, but when you kept pushing up, you planted a seed.
Oh, I never planted a key seed. I never planted a key seed. See, that's one thing I didn't do as far as myself, being a manipulator or trying to get it to way I like it. No. I didn't have to do that, and I didn't proceed like that because, yes, you're right, it would all backfire. Everything that I went into, I knew that, I put it like this, I caused problems in my relationship with the butch queen because I was the one who knew what it was going to be or what it was going to give before they did. And for that, I basically spoke into it. You would say that I was speaking into existence exactly what I knew. A lot of times my hurt and pain came from disrespect, not because I was unknowledgeable about what goes on. It came from blatant, and I do say blatant, disrespect, you know, regardless of how you feel about the situation and regardless of how someone else disagree with the situation, doesn't mean that you are entitled to disrespect me and my atmosphere or to disrespect me and my situation.
I understand that, but all I'm saying is this is just my opinion. I'm from the old school, and I believe that everybody... When you become a femme queen, you're becoming a femme queen because everything about you says woman. Everything about you feels what a woman feels and wants to have what a woman wants to have. Why would you go anything less than going towards something that you want? It's just like, and I'm going to use this as an example with no disrespect to any transgenders, but why would you go through the whole procedure of getting post-op changed and everything and then come back and strap on a dildo and have a butch queen?
Who used to talk like that, Nicole?
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Who
the
used to talk like that, Nicole?
The other thing I don't get is how can a mainstream butch go out with a femme queen and the femme queen is yakking the butch and the butch gets pregnant by the butch by the femme queen?
Well, you know what I said, R.R. Pioneer? I said earlier, I think a lot of this and a lot of the different relationships, first of all, we love who we love. And I think a lot of relationships as far as butch queens and dykes, and sometimes, you know, the dykes been going with each other too. Don't be no fool. I think it's a mental thing. I think everything about what we do is, it's things that we either build up in our mind or we tell ourselves in our mind or, you know, so I kind of think it's a mental thing. It looks confusing to the, you know, to the public and to society. And what the fuck is that? And why would you turn to a girl to date a faggot? And why would you turn to a girl to date a dyke? I think it's a mental thing. I think it's about what you can inquire when you with a person that allows you to move forward on, regardless of how anybody looks at it. That's how I think that's a mental thing, because you would gag, or would it gag you that a trans man turned you on? Could you, and it may
not
be.
Well, I'm not going to lie about that. There is a, I mean, every time I see Marquise, I get light.
Yeah.
And guess what? I play the whole tape, and not just a piece of it. Because at the end of the day, anybody who knows me, and if any of y'all know anything about me, y'all have never heard of me dating any butch queen in the ballroom scene. I don't do butch queens. I do boys. I turn straight boys out. That's what I do.
Well, I think that's the same way as the butch queen to me, though. See, I think that when we talk about the butch queen thing and we talk about butch queen, but that's the same way as a piece of tray that you turn out, you make him your husband, you show him.
It's not the same. That's not the same, sweetie, because you got to remember, you're dealing with somebody who already is aware of their sexuality.
Well, no, not really, because they the tray, but you would gag when it came to the bed.
Okay, but
you would gag when you got, because this is the man, the tray, you know, the straight boy quotations.
I need to ask Deja a question. Is Deja still there?
Deja, are you still there?
Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
I think it's you would gag. So for me, when I look and I've in my mind or I've examined everything you've said, and I've sat and told myself over and over, and you know, even have tried to move forward in a different thing, but you know what you're not connected to, you're not connected to. And when you meet a piece of trade,
okay,
and
that's fine that you're not connected. But this is my dilemma. If you've been dating a butch queen and y'all had a great relationship, but somewhere along the line the relationship took a turn and y'all separate, but y'all separate as friends and y'all have a nice, meaningful friendship, that butch queen decides to date someone that you knew and y'all been separated for a while, would you still have some type of feelings towards who he's dating after you?
It depends on the person I knew. It depends. I can know somebody. And that's fine. You know, I can know, okay, I know I know this one. That's fine. But if it's someone that's close and dear to me and that knew what that person meant to me, I think I probably would be a little bitter. At my age now, I probably wouldn't react the way I did then. But I'm going to be honest, because this is the For Real show. I would be, even if I'm forced to humble myself, I would be going crazy in the room by myself. Like, bitch, I cannot believe it. Even if I got to humble myself and not express that, and maybe express it to one of my close girlfriends, like Miss Singh, I'm really gagging. But, you know, I think I would feel some type of way, but it would depend on the situation and the person. We all know each other. We go divorce, it's all up in the United States. Everybody's connected in one form or another. But if it becomes in my circle and he has an intimate relationship, I think I would, I probably would, yeah.
But how long, what's the mourning period of separating yourself from a butch queen, breaking up with a butch queen, and giving that butch queen space to start dating another butch queen, someone you may know or not? Say, for instance, you haven't been with a butch queen for a year, and then you find out he's dating one of the kids in your house. Would that affect you?
That's a very good question.
That is a question. A year
it's
has
a very
gone
good
by.
Question.
Y'all are not doing anything but saying hi and bye to each other. And a year has
gone. Well, okay. I said, it depends on. If it's a situation we just high and buy in and it was something that just left. But like we said earlier, most butch queens are very connected to the femme queen that they are. So it never really is over. So if I'm dealing with this person and we're still involved and we're dealing, I can see the love. He shows the love. And it's a neutral thing. I'm not saying a one-sided, but a neutral thing. You know, I wouldn't even expect for that to be happening because, you know, why would you go? I'm the mother.
Not dating anymore.
No.
That's a lot of possessiveness right there.
I would take that because I did say that I'm very territorial over what I would
believe. No, I don't think you're territorial. I'm not being disrespectful towards you, Nicole, because I love you down and you know that.
Right.
I think you have control issues, as in most femme queens who date butch queens. It becomes a control issue because of the simple fact that they feel that even once you break up with me, you're still mine. And that's this whole thing about being in control, because technically when a butch queen is in a relationship with a female figure, she's going to let him have a little leeway to play the man. But there comes a point where that individual lets him know, you know what, this is what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. This is who you're going to speak to. This is not who you're going to speak to. When we go out tonight, this is how you're going to act.
Mm. Well, I would. I'm not going to sit here and go up there. I think every femme queen, we all do that. I think that we all have a possessiveness.
And I think that's what makes
an
uncomfortable situation, because that's trying to. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Interject. Go ahead.
No, that was Cece. Go ahead. She was.
No,
you said
ahead.
No, we don't. Go ahead, Cece. Go ahead.
No, when you said we all do, I said no, we don't.
I said
I'm agreeing with almost.
Okay, and you say that because of the way how you handle your butch queen. So is it safe to say that you're connected to the person we spoke to, spoke about, and you really love him, and that's the case? So you that wouldn't bother you at all if he talked to someone in your house?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. Well, you know, we all entitled that we all entitled.
I mean,
to have
Nicole,
to
I'm trying to understand what is the hold? What's why are you still holding on? To
I mean, because thing? I see, you make it. Listen clearly though. I'm making it clear. I'm not saying that we're over, we're done with, and he's gone and this and that. Because if that's the case, there is none. There's no attachment. There's no hold. There's no connection. But if you're still doing it, and like I said, in most cases, and I don't just can't speak for everybody else, but I'll speak for myself. When if I'm dealing with someone, like I have had a relationship and it was my husband, I have no dealings. We don't communicate. You know, it's not like that, hey, what's up? He has his butch queen lover. I'm fine. I chill with both of them. You know, it's not that much. When it comes to that point for me and for them, it's that way. No, it's that way. And I'm old enough now to learn to accept that, because like you said, this is what I was getting into when I walked into it. So I'm not gagging. So I can be able to do that. But when you are still connected and you're doing that, that's when that I'll take that part that you said, when we're still fondling in the sheets and we're still a part of each other and we're still, you know, doing the things that we done or did when we were in a relationship. Anybody counts I have a hold on. That's like you having a 10-year relationship with someone and you had a fabulous, fabulous relationship and you have sex and stuff with him still. You're still giving him up a part of you. So they're a part of you, there will be things that will upset you when it shouldn't, because you're just having sex with him. It all depends on the type of person you are. Us being femme queens, you know, we tend to, we're very emotional. And we tend to hold on, like I said, to something that we think that have in our head that is ours, or something that we feel so connected to. So in the event that it's over and it's done with and the butch queen has moved on, he's not even considered your butch queen husband no more. No, absolutely not. I don't believe that you should go on believing that and thinking that. And I dismiss it just like that. I'm saying if you are still attached, and in some cases, some things are not really over when it comes. It may be over in our eyes. You may see the butch queen, and it may be a different thing, but it can be a totally different thing with him and I and our communication.
I just think that, you know, there comes a point where you have to just say, you know what, we've had a meaningful relationship. It was what it was. It didn't go as far as we wanted it to. Let's part as friends. And if he should date someone 2 weeks later that you knew, it's over. Once you and him commit to saying it's over, it's over. And there's no need to get upset with the other person who starts to date that person, because then what you're doing is you're dealing with emotions that aren't really valid towards the other person, because the other person has nothing to do with the separation and
right.
the feelings that you still have.
Right, it would be just you. All right, now let me say this, R.R. Now, you saying that a femme queen act, but it is actually sometimes the femme queen that, the butch queen that allows and to continue the femme queen to feel that way by not letting go, too. It's not just, it doesn't, maybe, I don't know for everybody else, but it don't just work one way where the femme queen says, okay, I can say I'm done, I'm over with it, I'm moving on, and he's on my back. And he's reminding me, and he's showing me, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. So it's not just one way. If you had something that was one way, of course you know anything that you get, it's your fault. And I'm a grown woman. I will take responsibility for things that is my fault. A lot of times I do something, or I put myself in something, and I'll sit back and say, you know what? this is all my fault because I knew better. I knew not to go this far, or I knew not to do that. But when you have the person on the side, I can see if the person on the side of you is saying the same thing or feeling the same way you're feeling, it is not like you're losing your mind and going crazy, even if he came and told you that. But I'm telling you, you saying, well, Nicole, he's saying that he doesn't deal with you and that he's the one that he wants to go with your son. And I'm telling you, he's calling my phone every night and knocking at my door, and I'm still sleeping with him. And that type of, them the type of relations, the type of setup that happens also when it comes.
There comes a point where you have to say to that person,
yourself, yes, yes,
listen,
yes.
I have a lot more respect for myself than to allow you to keep tormenting me with this situation.
Absolutely.
You
yes.
need to go ahead and do you and let me do me. And to help you on the way, I'm going to change my number, and I want you to respect the fact that we can say hello and goodbye, because there comes a point where somebody has to be the bigger person.
Right,
and
yeah,
the
yes,
person.
And somebody
but
has to let go, especially when it keeps continuously going.
Most people enjoy the foreplay because that's just what it is.
Mm.
It's that hit and miss foreplay, and then it brings on the sex, and then the sex brings on the old feelings, and the old feelings become something new again, but then they go back to what they were doing before that.
Four.
And now you're all open again because they decided they got what they wanted from you from Friday night. Now Sunday I'm going to go back to this dude.
Okay, so, is it safe to say, the film queens have a very lonely life then? Because that would be the
no,
same
I
way it would
be.
No,
I think that not too many, but there are a few film queens out there who suffer from low self-esteem, and their self-esteem is so low that they will settle for a butch queen rather than go out into the real world and allow someone to discover their real natural love and beauty.
I totally agree. And I remember at one point in my life being set in that position and having to get up out of it. A lot of things that I would do or I would stand for, I'm not looking to do that now. Now it's about what I'm going to stand for.
I really feel empathy for a lot of the sex change girls who think once they get their completion, they're going to be perfect and they're going to find this right man and their life is going to be wonderful. And they leave the ballroom scene only to find out that it's not what they thought it was going to be. Then they come back to the ballroom scene and now they're messing with the butch queens, and the butch queens are not giving them what they want. So now they're going to mess with the butches, and the butches ain't giving them what they want. So now they want to start beating everybody's asses because they're frustrated.
I think everybody is, to me, it's all about the connection. You know, if you go with, I'm not going to sit back and judge somebody. Well, if you doing that one, if you dating that one, I think it's all about the connection. I will say, when the connection is gone, it's done. And if there is still a connection, take heed of the type of connection, because it may not be the same connection as it was before. So I've learned
nothing can ever be like it was before.
Before.
Let me tell you something. It does not matter if it's a butch queen or the love of your life. Once you have fallen in love with this person the first time and something went wrong in that relationship and y'all separated for 3 or 4 days because of that incident, coming back into that relationship, nothing will ever be the same because of what? The trust is no longer there. There's a false illusion of trust that I'm going to trust you. I'm going to give you a second chance. There's really no second chance of trust. Now you become Inspector Gadget and you're the phone, and you're checking the pocket, and you're watching him from across the room, and why was you in the bathroom so long, and why is your zipper down? And and that's why I don't shit where I eat. Anybody who knows RR will tell you, it's not that I couldn't have half of the kids that I was committed to maybe trying to deal with in the functions. But that's not my scene. I swear on a stack of Bibles on this, I've never had none of the kids ever, ever, ever in my house. Ever.
Well,
and you know why? Because I don't do the ballroom kids. One is because it's just a separate entity for me. And like you said, everybody gets their life in a different way. I'm more of a turnout kind of person. I like to turn the boys out. I like them to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I get them to do it. and then I'm done with them. And I bring them to a ball. And listen, then I bring them to a ball because I know once I bring sand to the beach, it's a game of cards. So when I'm ready to get rid of the boys, I bring them to a ball with me, and I walk away from them.
But that's a, that would be a no-meaning relationship. We're talking about something. Okay, all right. I think I agree.
No, I don't
because
think.
I don't think we got so many people on this phone line too, but stop, take a call. I am going
to
take one. Hold on. But
all right, yeah,
really
I'm not
mistake.
Trying to take up
the No, you
show.
Stay right
I'm
there,
not.
Because right. I'm sure the callers would like to be able to talk because you just set it on fire. So stay right there, press one. Send me over the callers. Anybody that's on the phone line and that wants to join into this controversial, interesting conversation, please feel free to come up here and express your opinion respectfully and in order. And it definitely. Next caller is 202-400. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show. 202-400. You're live on the air. Going one. That caller must be gone. 347-883. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show. 347-883, you're live on the air. Okay, that call
is fine. Is your switchboard working?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. 443-208, you're live on the air with the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hi, Nicole. This is Sierra Avenue. Hi, everybody else.
Hi, Sierra. What's up? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mama? I enjoyed this topic, and I just wanted to say my little teeny little view on it. I'm pretty much half and half. Like, I enjoy the trade as much as I enjoy Butch Queens. I think that they're both good in their own right. I think that where the problem comes in with the Butch Queens and the Femme Queens is that being a girl who's used to being treated, being a girl who's used to getting the emotions and getting feeling the love, it's like you know when you're being... You know, how am I trying to break this? You know when, you know how it feels to be treated good. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know how it feels to be liked. You know how it feels to be loved. So you kind of sort of can try to slightly clock, like, okay, well, maybe this Butch Queen is not done for me, so let me go off. I think that the Butch Queen, Femme Queen, the whole beautiful ideal thing at the end of the day, I think it's just pretty much a needle in the haystack. Do I think that it's possible? Yes, I do. And because I personally, for one, been in a relationship with a Butch Queen, and it wasn't like your typical Femme Queen Butch Queen relationship. It was everything was good, everything was perfect, everything was well. Now, after 4 months or 5 months down the line, then he just probably decided that he liked it men again, and I decided I liked the boy, regular boys again. Yes, that was true. I don't think that it was that he did not like me or I wasn't what he needed. I just think that it was the time for the Queen to kick up in his ear, and he just told himself. It was time for him to do what he needed to do. I feel like that everything should just be open. Like, what if I don't see what's the, like, the boundary thing. I understand that if you're a gay man and you like men and you want men, that's fine. I understand. But I just, me being a girl who's around guys, I just don't feel like a Butch Queen, you being a regular guy, like, you just completely turned on to a Femme Queen. Like, I just can't believe that, and I just don't believe that. I just think that it's fair. I think that the Femme Queen stand in one corner, and we have to be in a battle with so many different stuff. We have to battle with the cunt for the trade. We have to battle with the dragons for the trade. We have to battle with the Butch Queens for the trade. We have to battle all of these different people. So why is it not fair to say, okay, well, I think he's cute. Let me see what's up, especially if that's what you do on a day-to-day basis. And especially if he's looking at it. Like, if he's sexy, so what's the problem?
I totally agree, especially when you talk about the part of when I was saying to you earlier about it's all the same way to me, even if it's the Butch Queen or if it's the cunt or even if you got a dyke. Because some trans men go with the Femme Queens and then they take it and leave them for cunt when they get over it or they want, or maybe a Butch Queen. So I kind of take it the same way. Thank you, Sierra, so much for coming
You're
on the phone.
Welcome,
we're going to put you on the phone line. I'm back on hold. We got more callers on this line. Thank you so much. If you're on the phone line and you want to interject into this conversation, please feel free to press 1. My next caller is 908-374. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Good evening, everybody. let me tell you how I feel about the situation. Being a person who dated a femme queen before and dated a butch queen, I feel like it's definitely two different types of, they're definitely two different types of people. Because a femme queen, as you said, they're very more territorial. Like, they definitely do, like, cling on you. They're not clingy, but, like, they definitely do expect a lot more than you from a butch queen. Because to keep it real with you, a lot of butch queen are hoes. They're just out here for the dick and dash. Like, dick and dash, that's what some butch queens do. What you call it? Yeah, but I feel like the gay community is very, it all depends on mentality, because it depends, like, if you are a butch queen and you're more feminine and you identify yourself as a girl, you're more girlish, you're going to look for a butch, maybe, because a butch would identify himself as more manly. So, therefore, you would have a butch and a butch queen meeting together. I don't know how that goes down sexually, because that's kind of, but it all depends on mentality. If you identify yourself as more masculine, no matter which genitals you have, if you identify yourself more masculine, you're going to go look for your feminine counterpart. Or if you're masculine and you like masculinity, you're going to go look for your masculine counterpart, no matter what genitals is. That's what I feel about the gay community and about femme queens and everybody being together.
Okay, that was, thank you for your opinion. I like that. That was, I think, yeah, it's all about, you know, who you like and your mentality. I think, personally, whoever you decide to go with and the reason why you go with has to be a mental thing. If it's just a sexual thing,
but
I don't
he
think
made a, he made a good point when he said that, you know, like, I think that femme queens, they're more relationship-orientated, whereas butch queens, they're more just sexually-orientated. You know, because if you look at the dynamics of relationships, most lesbian relationships last longer than butch queen relationships.
Oh.
Because of the mentality of the female, and I think it has a lot to do with hormones. And you got to also remember, as a femme queen, you do take hormones in order to create your beauty and your skin softening and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that also puts you in that same frame of mind as a real woman would be, and you would be more relationship orientated. Whereas a butch queen, they're just dick orientated or ass orientated, and if they find that right person, they could of the same sex. They could be in a relationship for a period of time until the euphoria wears off and they feel like, oh, I like that realness with a twist right there. Let me get that number on the low. Whereas in a committed relationship between two lesbians, they don't go through that because they're already mentally connected. It has to be a mental connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not yet to see a butch queen and a femme queen have that mental connection that lasts more than a year.
I disagree with myself because I move on mental connections. I think one of the reasons why the girls and the femme queens mess up, and I do take a lot of responsibility, and I expect for the femme queens to take a lot of responsibilities of their actions, is because of how they move. Like you said earlier, a lot of things come from low self-esteem. A lot of things come from an individual being needy. A lot of things come from somebody, them wanting someone close to them and being able to, because a butch queen is going to do what you want, and he's going to give you your life, and he's going to make you feel like that. So you want him there, and you train, and you put him there. See, that's not the way I've ever moved on it. If you're not connected, then it could be nothing. I run across butch queens all the time. I don't even have them because I think that I can lay with them and sleep with them, and I love them. Don't sleep with nobody other than. I would play with a piece of trade and send him on and lay with a butch queen and have a nice movie and do da 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 and this and that. I'll never call that piece of trade unless I'm feeling like that, but I'll deal with that butch queen at all
but let me
my
ask
whole
you this,
period of time.
While I have the thought, okay, and this is not to say this is what you do,
mm-hmm.
but do you think the female figures who work ads and they're constantly having these straight, so-called straight DL boys, mm-hmm. that they want a butch queen because it breaks the monotony of feeling like I'm always dealing with boys. Now let me deal with somebody that I know can appreciate me.
I don't know. Not for me. Like I said, for me, I don't know. I can't answer that question because I never, even with me being with a butch queen, leaves less connection with a trade. See, so when I'm with a butch queen, there's, I feel like a woman. I'm a wife. So there's things that I won't do, even off an ad or this. And I'm very, if you say that I have controlling traits and everything, then you must know that I couldn't date a boy in front of my butch queen or can't do this and that. I'm not into it like that because for me it's a mental thing, it's a commitment, it's a relationship. I can sit with my butch queen and hear about his relationships. I can tell him about my relationships. You have to be open and honest, and that's where the problem come from. Butch queen, femme queen, dyke, femme queen, cunt, boy, there's a lack of communication and you are not allowed to be who you want to be. So you go and look for something else. When it's in my case with a butch queen, I guess the only thing that they would be lacking is the fact that feeling sexually that they would like and that they have
with being
a butch queen.
Not to be rude to you, but I want to hear other femme queens' opinion.
Let them press one. If you're here at RR's on the phone line, and TT, you're on the phone line.
Well, I think you get tired of. I think one of the reasons I like them too, the butch queens. I think you get tired of. It's like the boys. You can't feel like a girl with the so-called trade. It's
they
like,
make you
that's
feel
the
like
first
trade.
Thing they go for. Right? It's your trade. That's all they want, and it's like that's crazy.
Yes,
no,
that is
true. That's all they want to wear. A butch queen might be like, a bitch, you know, I ain't going for all that. But the majority, well, the one that I've dealt with is like, you know, nah, bitch, I ain't going for that. You know, but the trade, so-called trade, it's like that's all they go for. It's like you'll be shooting your moans out on a regular. It's like,
can I
have some dick? Like, no, for real.
And you know, and they're not going to pay you back the money. We have a caller, or buy you the hormones. 347-241. You live on the Sister for Real show. Welcome to the show. 347-241. I guess that caller is gone. If you're in the queue and you're waiting to be on it, you need to press one so I can bring you in. The conversation is very heated. I see you guys. I'm not forgetting you. 347-703. You're live on the Sister to Sister for Real show.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, RR. And hi, TT. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey. This is Alexis. Nicole.
Hi, Alexis. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm okay. I'm really just getting in. I was actually watching Jamel and them on Candy Co tonight, so I'm just getting into the show. But to me personally, I think it all depends on what we accept as a female figure. Personally, I look at book queens, they are attractive and everything, but when it comes, like you said, sexually, Nicole, there's nothing there. And I heard someone say that they can identify or they can have a conversation with the butch queen. But, I mean, if you have some boy that you can actually sit and have conversations with, you know, what a person does in the bedroom does not determine or make them more or less of one or the other. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because trade goes for your trade, that doesn't make them less of a man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because what they're doing is they're living out a fantasy within themselves.
But you're taking away from my damn fantasy.
Exactly.
How about that? You're taking away from my damn
fantasy.
You a piece of trade. I sent you with that cunt. I think I'm about to feel cut, darling. This boy is sitting. He got braids. He's all of that in the bag of chips. And I'm tucked all night. And I'm gagging because I'm thinking that, you know, he's holding everything and he doesn't want to suck on my titties. He wants
and
to rub
them. And he's with his own lube and everything.
Everything.
Okay, listen. Nicole, listen. I've been in New York since October. I'm from Atlanta.
Okay.
Being from Atlanta, dealing with the boys, it's something about a boy off the block. I just love him.
I know that's right. I agree with you.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Talking about the boys, the down south boys, and I have ran into a few that, to me, a total turn off is a boy that automatically just toots up when we get in the bedroom. I can't do it. It's an automatic turn off. But when we're in the heat of things and everything is just, you know, whatever, whatever goes. It doesn't make me feel less of a woman, and it doesn't make me, I don't look at him as less of a man. Now, since I've been in New York, I have ran across a lot of, I don't even want to fuck you, I just want to much. And I'm like,
welcome to the Big Apple.
So personally, when a guy comes to me, when it's the first thing he talks about is sex, is a turn off anyway. Because that lets me know that's really all you want. And if that's all you want, then a lot of times out of 10, you're just in it to, you know. That's just how I feel.
Let me clear this up, because I think some, like, I'm not
one of those
girls.
I'm going to
let you
clear that up, because we got a caller, Tiffy.
Go ahead. I'm not one of those girls who, like, you know, there are girls, there are femmes who don't deal with anything but butchqueens. That's not me. I'm no stranger to trade, okay? I'm from the hood. I'm from Brooklyn. I've lived in other states. I'm not proud of it, but I did 3 state bids, you know what I'm saying? I'm no stranger to boys, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No boys. I do the straight clubs. I do all of that. You know what I'm saying? But it's a whole, like I said, you know, I spoke against it so much, Nicole, back in the days. But, you know, I mean, I had my time with it. But go ahead, take your call. I'll go ahead and
going to be here. So now my call is 347-376. Welcome to the Sister For Real show.
Hi, Auntie.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Naomi.
Hey, Naomi, how are you? RR's on the line, TT's on the line. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, R. How's everybody doing?
What's going on? Let me hear your opinion, because we have spoken. So wait, how do you feel, Lele?
Yeah, I was listening to the show and stuff, and I just have to call in, because me specifically, I don't date butch queens, even though my first boyfriend, which was my ex, he was a butch queen. But how we got together, it wasn't like, you know, I searched for butch queens or something like that. You know, it was something that just happened. But I feel like a lot of the girls, they feel like they want to be, they'd rather be with a butch queen because they, like, a butch queen understands us more. You know, they know what we go through. They sit here, and there are some that support us to the fullest, and that's something that we look for, especially in a man, is the support of, you know, us living the life as women. But it's just hard. It's like, it's hard to date a butch queen. Because at the end of the day, they like men.
Right.
You understand? And no matter what we have between our legs or whatever, we still feel like women. We are, physically, we're women, and mentally, we are women. And it's hard to be dating a bitch queen, and, you know, they sit there and they're fantasizing about men. Like, that's very, very hard.
Naomi, let me ask you a question. Have you ever dated a butch queen, and all your house members knew that you was dating this butch queen, and then you and the butch queen broke up, and someone in your house started seeing the butch queen, and you knew that this person knew how you felt, or let's just say you and the person that's dating the butch queen that you used to date, he gave y'all time to, like, separate or whatever, and y'all just friends, but he started talking to the person just in general. Would you be upset?
In a way, yes, because if it's somebody
that is in my
house, If it's somebody that's in my house, they actually, like, been around through probably the ups and downs, and they knew what, you know, I had with this person. So for me, for them to go, you know, and go date them, it's kind of like family dating, you know, your ex.
Yeah, I think it depends on the closeness of the situation.
I'm trying to get to, I wouldn't say, type of way. I'm not understand. Maybe it's just me, but I'm just not understanding. Once two people separate,
exactly,
it's
I agree
over,
with you.
And no one should get upset if they date somebody else that they knew.
And
you could feel some kind of way about it, but don't be mad at the person who started seeing the person that's seeing. No, don't be mad at the person who's now seeing your ex.
But I did say
and
earlier
that if you dating somebody in a ballroom scene anyway, it's recycled. Somebody else that you know doesn't have.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
But I said earlier that it depends on where you are in your life with that and how you react. Because if you can be younger, I have, oh my God, a couple of butch queens could come on this phone and tell you about the order protections they have had against me. Older, I dare not pick up my fucking phone. Now I would not even acknowledge, because if it's someone that I've been through, you already know what you and I give. And if it's someone that's new, I'm not looking to put up with that bullshit, because that's not what I'm looking to settle for. So I'll lay here and hold my pillow. So I actually believe that it's where you are. And Titi, you said something earlier. I see you, Kiana. Welcome. Titi, we said something. You said something earlier about you don't just date boys. Like, I don't date boys. I will play around with boys, because to me, and from where you come from, I don't know if you agree with how you see all the different boys rolling and everything. You and I would just be a part of a list when it's a piece of tray, because a piece of tray thinks with his dick, and there is no emotion, especially when he's with. Now, if there is a few, I'm not going to say all piece of tray, but when you find that piece of tray, he usually likes other femme queens. That's his thing. So now,
yeah, you're right.
That's his thing. So he goes with every, you know, all he has relationships with other femme queens. But when you're pulling in a piece of trade and you know, munching him, or, you know, as you say, turning him out, I think the same way you said that you would be turning out the trade, in my head, it would be turning out the butch queen. We all put something on the line, because you can turn out that piece of trade and he still might not give you that life, and you'll be living for him, his piece of trade, or whatever it is that y'all do together, and it may not be like that. And the same thing that can happen with the bitch queen or the dyke or, you know, whoever it is. So me personally, I'm just saying, at my age now, I'm calmer with it. But and I don't allow myself for those things to happen to me. So I don't have to come out of character. So I don't have to be emotional.
I don't think that it's a question. Like I said in the beginning of my conversation, it's a personal choice. But for me,
mm-hmm.
I just think my main concern in this whole topic is when does the letting go process happen? Because it
mm-hmm.
sounds like there's never a let go process. Even though y'all are not together,
shit,
you still feel like it's yours. You bought a lollipop from the store, you sucked on it and threw it on the ground, and somebody else picked it up, rinsed it off, and started sucking on it. But now you want your lollipop to still be your lollipop, but you threw it away.
Well, half the time, our pioneer didn't rinse it off. Oh, well, it's
Chanel.
Final.
If we broke up,
half of the time,
they
didn't rinse it off. Okay, let's go on to this next caller. And my next caller is, I had to get her to cover this phone. It's 347-432 Overall Mother Evisu. You're here. Welcome to the show.
Wow, just listening.
Oh, baby.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
I love you.
I love you too, and I love all of you on the phone. Let's talk about this conversation. I'm just sitting here. Oh boy. Wow. I just think personally dealing with the butch queens, I don't even like to use that terminology, butch queen and all that stuff, because I feel like a man is a man. That's how you feel. Like me, I have had my dealings with the other kind of men, the butch queens, as y'all would say, and basically it comes from accepting, learning to love who you are. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we as females, we mm-hmm. tend to get emotionally lonely, and it's about always what you accept. Like when I dealt with this particular individual, this individual was only trying to basically use me for who I was in the scene, and I allowed him to do that, which was stupid. You know, when I was Mother Chanel at the time, and I allowed this individual, no names mentioned, don't try Nicole, I allowed this young person to do this to me, but you can't blame nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
I just
mm-hmm.
feel like it's self-love. As far as me, I would look at the young men and just say they're fine and whatever. But then sometimes you have to realize, though, with the butch queens, a lot of them feed off of what they know you want from them. And
mm-hmm.
half of them be out here to use you, half of them be out here to do what they want to do to you and make you feel good at that moment. They'll end up going with another butch queen or doing what they have to do. It's about loving you, ladies, I feel, and it's
mm-hmm.
about accepting, because when you allow a person to do something to you,
mm-hmm.
they are going to do it. I have been in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to be in it again. Like, even now, I date straight men. I consider myself, you know, sometimes what society may consider you different, because I feel like sometimes when you go through your full transitional stage in life, you know, I date straight men. I like straight men. I love the feel of a man. But a man is a man. I don't care if it's a butch queen. I don't care how you stereotype. A man is a man. Just because I went through and I'm a woman now does not mean that this guy's going to treat me no better than he's going to treat the next woman out there. It's about loving you, what are you going to accept, and what are you going to allow. That's why with myself, sometimes I can't even trust myself. I'd just rather be by myself and learn how to love Kiana. And when you learn how to love who Kiana is and learn how to love Kiana for what she stands for, then I can open up my heart. But right now, it's hard because I've been, you know, my heart has been broken a lot. And I'm not trying to plead a pity party on this phone. We all have, you know, dealt with and allowed. Sometimes we sit down and say, you know, I'm so lonely and I got to go through this. I need to trade. No, I just go into my old pocketbook, my old Coach bag. And my old Louis bag, go in there, pull out me a number, and if I'm gonna get busy, I'm gonna get busy and throw them out.
But to me, would you say that that's always enough? See, that's what I think that's the
problem. Well, you said is it always enough?
Yeah,
well,
when you just
you
go and
Nicole,
you.
I'm you know, as I've learned in my, you know, you learn, you know what I'm saying? I've been used, I've been robbed, I've been hurt, I've been abused. It's all about what you allow. When you allow an individual to do something to you, they're going to continually to do it. Like when I dealt with the butch queens at the time, and, you know, I've allowed them to put their hands on me and steal from me and fuck bitches in my bed and all this and this and this and that, you know, I've allowed that because of me. Because, you know, if I allow them to do this and do this and do that, that, oh, he'll see me
and
better
you,
than
do
him.
You believe that that's a self-esteem issue?
It is a self-esteem issue, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. You know, we all suffer from self-esteem. I do. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at nothing. And I'm going to sit down and tell you, that's why I'd rather be by myself. If I want to get some dick, I'm going to get some dick and throw it out of my house. I'm not going to get no dick and lay up and fall in love no more. I'm learning how to love Kiana T. Lewis right now. And so I learn how to love me. You know, nobody else is going to love you like you need to know how to love yourself. That's how I feel. It comes from self-love first. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do first. Mm-hmm. Because nobody is not going to love you the way you need to love until you learn to love yourself.
And I think, like you said, it's when we have it's a self-esteem issue because we learn
definitely,
to give we
definitely.
Give away our power. We give away our power because of what we need at the time, and we settle for whatever we you know
yeah,
what we
and you,
want
yeah,
at the
it's
time.
True, Nicole. We like R said, you know, we settle, and we all settle because we see this cute guy, and oh my God, he's living for me. Just because he's saying all this good stuff to us, that don't necessarily mean it's in the mind frame. He'd be like, oh, yeah, I got this bitch the way I want her. You know what I'm saying? And if I give her a little love and give her a little candy and give her some dick, some good dick, she going to take care of me. She going to do whatever. It comes from, I just think it comes from self-love, come from acceptance
but, you know,
and loving you.
Butch queens do the same thing.
Let me tell you something. That's why I don't say, I don't really like the terminology of butch queen, because when you look at them, a man is a man. Look,
period.
I date straight guys. I deal with guys. I date straight men. They
and we do the same thing.
Competition with other women. Okay, I'm going through it now where I've been involved messing with this guy even before. He don't even know MT on me or anything like that until I went and had certain things done. That's when I really started messing with him. We've been messing with one of each other for over 10 years. And he's, a man. And I found out he was married. I fell in love with this guy, found out he was married. And it's like, I'm still messing with him. You say, it has to be a time where you have to learn to love you and let go. Because if you don't learn to let go and you keep allowing and accepting and dealing, a man will only do what you want them to do if you allow them to do. I don't care if it's a man. I don't care if it's a lesbian. I don't care who it is. Love you. And that's why we have to do as females. Be strong and love ourselves first.
And you know something, I believe now in the whole coming out of all of that, and I still am a work in progress, and I still have things and issues that I deal with myself, and I have to get to myself and pray and talk to God. And sometimes I'm yelling and screaming in my room on the top of my lungs. But I believe that, like, with basically what Kiana said, everything all happens with yourself. They are only going to do what we allow. And
it's
that
true.
Is whether it's butch queen, femme queen, or this. Now, for me,
but that
when,
goes back to what I said earlier, Nicole, because, the control issue. You get your butch queen, and you start dating him, and because you don't want him to cross that line, you start to control what he can and cannot do.
Well, you know, well, if you're a person like myself, and I don't know if anyone of y'all want to own up to it, you come to learn that you can't control a motherfucking thing. And the person is going to be who they want to be regardless. And we need to stop looking at people and wanting them to be what we want them to be, but we need to, but like I said, my main factor for me, and this, because I've really grown up and read enough books, and I've dealt in relationships, I've had a relationship go like on and off for like 10 years, and where it was totally opposite, like Sierra, where we loved each other. He took care of me, and he came out the bed for the butch queen with the butch queen to come to me. I didn't deal with that on and off. It was when we broke up that everything became a whole butch queen thing.
But I'm not saying that the corporate culture. I'm not saying that to be successful as far as the entity between a butch queen and a femme queen. I've seen some relationships, you know, start off really, really good, then they go downhill,
Everybody get, you know, over the situation or want something new.
Honestly, with myself, as I'm getting older, I honestly feel like it's a mind game to me. Start off, oh, I love you, this and this. Oh, boo, I love you, you're my boo, and this and this. Then they going up to the next femme queen or whatever, and I had that done. I had me a boyfriend at one time that I was taking care of him and loving him, and this was my boyfriend. And to find out we broke up, he with the next girl. He out there fucking this Tom, Dick, and Harry, and all this. Who the fuck knows?
Hold that pose, sister. You stay right there. We have a caller. Caller's there to stay there with you. Stay there with me. My next call is 732-331. You're live on the air with the Sister For Real Show.
Hey, Nicole. What's up? Hi, RR. This is Puerto Rican Kiana. Hi, Kiana.
Hi, Gabrielle. How are you?
What's going on, boo? Well, you know, this is a very touchy subject for me as well, Nicole, because I am a femme queen, and I have dated the butch queen. And I've also dated a dyke. So, I can agree with everyone and everyone's point. First of all, is right. Kiana is totally right. It could be a self-esteem issue. But then again, if you're right too, Nicole, when it comes down to the commitment and the time that you share and everything that you invest in this person. Now, it's different when you're dating a butch queen and a piece of trade because, like the girl said, the piece of trade is going to bust his nut and keep it moving. But with a butch queen, you can actually, there's a comfort level there. There's a reason why you two are able to, like, you know, get along so well and talk and lay up and watch a movie and then not be too sexual and then not be, you know, overly played out. But in a situation like, you know, you've been in the co and myself have been in where we were overprotective and we did have butch queens, you know, putting all the protections out on against us because we were able to control it. It's simply because you don't want to lose what you have. And you don't want to be going through the motions wondering why is this butch queen playing me out with these butch queens and these other femme queens. I've never really had none of my butch queen boyfriends leave me or date any of my girlfriends. Because I think butch queens find that one femme queen that they just want to be with, and it's that one girl, something about that one girl, that connection is always going to be there, regardless of whether you're broken up or you're not. And if you're still messing with the butch queen sexually, then of course the connection is going to be there. But I'd like to think that butch queens pick one girl, and they choose to stay with that one girl, and that's how it is. So when sometimes the girls do get overprotected over there, they use because that's all they know, and the butch queen is sometimes the best thing in the girl's life. I would like to just attribute it to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm an older girl now. I'm not out there fighting for the butch queens, attacking the girls, staying away from my man. Bitch, if you're going to need my man again, I'm going to cut your face, or bitch, I'm going to have my girlfriend.
They want to do.
All of that, because it makes no sense to really do that, because like the girl said, the man is a boy is going to be a boy, a butch queen is going to be a boy, a man is going to be a man, and it's all about busting that nut. But it's a comfort level, it's a place that you two reach where there's some sort of understanding and you know he's comfortable in your own skin around him and he's comfortable in his own skin around you. So that's where that comes from. I think there is a point where you do let go, because as time progressively moves on, you have no choice but to.
To let go.
There's nothing there left. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just a really touchy subject with the thumb queens and the butch queens, because some butch queens are in there just to steal a girl's secrets. Some butch queens are there just, you know, to be around the girls, and they want to know what's the tea, or they want to become popular, like Kiana said. They want to use you because you're a name in the scene, and they want to be seen, and then it's just a repeated cycle that just takes place. But, I mean...
So
I'm
most
queens,
are opportunists anyway. You know, they're opportunists on every level, because a butch queen is constantly thinking, how can I get to the next level? Who can I get to get to the
that
next level?
So
who can I fuck to get to the next level?
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
And it's always about them trying to achieve a goal and using a person to achieve that goal. And let's face it, the femme queens usually have more cash on hand than the butch queens.
Well, I think that's very, very true. But that's what I have to say when I say it's the type of the different. It depends on who you were. It's right. It's because everyone has that right connection. Because I never had to have cash for the one I was with. I didn't have to.
I didn't have to.
So it depends on.
I definitely agree with you, but RR is right. I definitely still think it's an acceptance thing, because the guys are going to feed off on you. Of what they know
at
you
some
want.
Point. It's like Nicole, I've never had to pay for it either. You know what I mean?
No, I've never had to. You know what another thing is that we learned, you said, Kiana, and you know what I want to say too? What I learned about what I did before and what I did now, when something is connected, all that bulldoing stuff that I did, I didn't need to do that. Because if I really had a connection, I did that fight in RR. I turned it out. I sat in the bins, and guess what? He left them and came to me. If it was Bert, he came to me. When he needed that comfort, he came to me. So I made a fool out of myself just doing it, because I was scared, because I thought that I was about to lose what was so special to me. But at the end of the day, the connection that I had fought above everybody. So while everybody thought that it was cute, oh, she shouldn't talk to him, and why, it's over, Nicole. Get over it. He doesn't want you. This, and that. And, you know, just saying all the harshest things on top of my hormones to make me go crazy. I mean,
they're going to do what they're going to do regardless. All that controlling shit. Me,
right.
I've got too much to be out there fighting. I'm not
right.
fighting over nobody. You don't want me. You want to do the next girl. Goodbye. Goodbye.
But then, you know,
Takei,
that's period
exactly
to too.
I ain't got no time for it. I never went out there.
Right. Nobody wants to be going through the motions at this point in time. I mean, we're not young girls no more. So to be out there wondering what the child is doing, where he's going, and who he's with, it really doesn't make no sense. If you want to be with the bitch, be with the bitch.
Right, and you can't, and you know what, just not just butch queen, and I want to say this to everybody, not just relationship, tell both of them to stay right there until, I mean, we're going to take some, hold on, Kiana, I want to say this before we take some more callers and stuff. It's not, like, you know, when you say in the whole connection and you being together, a lot of things that we did as femme queens young, we didn't have to do. If you had a real connection, then the connection was there, and if it was going to be forever, it would be forever. Sometimes y'all break apart and are best friends, and he still do the same thing that he do to you then. You can never make anybody, your lover, your child, or anybody into what you want them to be into. And I learned that first hand on hand. You have to allow a person to be who they want to be, and you have to say to yourself, do I want to deal with, you know, who I see him becoming, or do I want to deal with what he is doing right now? But let's take some more callers. Y'all stay right there. Kiana, you don't have to go nowhere. You stay right there. It's an open forum. Just allow everyone to speak one at a time. But I had this topic so that we, because I know it's interesting, and the callers are going crazy. So let's get some more in here. 347-271, you're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
You
gotta mute your phone though if you're on the phone. If you're on the phone and you're doing something, mute your phone so the other caller can be able to speak. 347-241. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show. 347-241. Air caller's gone. 443-635. You're live on the Sister to Sister For Real show.
Hello, Nicole. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you? From Baltimore. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good.
Well, first, I just want to say I was listening, and, you know, I respect everybody's opinion.
Hold on, Tracy, one second. Anybody that's doing something, y'all all are still on the platform, so mute your phone so that everybody and the listeners, you know, all can hear what Tracy has to say, and then we can all, you know, rebuttal afterwards. So just mute your guys' phone, because I don't want to mute you or have to mute this one, unmute that one. So go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, I was saying, like, I am in a relationship with, I don't like the word bitch queen either, but I find that you can find a successful relationship with a butch queen. I think when I mess with trade or straight guys, that was for that moment because they never would stick around. So I think that you can be happy. You can find love. We all go through stuff with guys. So I don't understand, like, how it just seems like everybody's so acting like, well, you know, I went through this, I went through that. And it's like, I'm not hearing anybody saying that they really found love in it. And I did, you know, and I just feel like, you know, it can be, it can work for people to see it at some point.
Well,
I mean,
I
agree as well. I mean, everybody, you can find love in a butch queen, but at the end of the day, I mean, is it going to be tangible? Is it what you really want it to be, or is it something that you think that it is?
And I would say that I think that would be, depend on the person.
It does depend on the person. You're absolutely right, Nicole, because I had love for 4.5 years. I know you've had love, and, you know, I know that way, but I believe that it's, like she's like, you know, Tracy is saying, you can find love. It's just how you go about it. It's if you're secure in your own skin you don't have those self-esteem issues and you're not dealing with all the other stuff that most of the other families deal with, you can find love in a piece of trade. You can find love in a bike, because I dated a bike for 4 years, but I had to break it off because I had to tell her, and you know, Damien, you know, I had to let Miss Lee know that I'm not what's best for you because I like men. You know what I mean? And we broke off the relationship, and it was amicable, and we're still friends to this day. Are we sexual? No. You know what I mean? But some things are not meant to be, and some things can be. You just have to work towards what you want it to be and be happy in your own skin.
Are you still Pioneer? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, question for you now. I appreciate you being, and you butch queens and you gay guys that are on the phone line, this platform is for y'all too. Whether you're icons, your heart, or whoever that want to have, this is where you can have an opinion. It will not be taken, you know, as shade, because we all are entitled to feel what we want to feel. But my question is to you, and thank you for being here with me. But okay, so you into the trade. Have you successfully had a relationship with a piece of trade that didn't consist of him being with cunt, or you not having to deal with his straight world society?
Successfully, no. There's always going to be some type of drama. Mm-hmm. And the drama comes from the individual who catches the most feelings, which is normally the one who's trying to make the relationship work. And I pretty much fall into the same category, whereas I put out what I expect to get back, which is unrealistic expectations, because I knew what I was getting when I got it. So when they say they don't have time for me because they want to be with the fish, then I get very, you know what, I'm going to call this bitch and let her know what your tea is.
So is it safe to say, is it safe to say that you get into your emotions, especially if, have you ever had a guy straight that you have dealt with for a long period of time? TT is in the queue. Could you let her back on 347-933? Has it been a long period of time where you've been dealing with someone or a straight guy?
Well, my last 2.5 year relationship that I did have, that was like my most my most dramatic one, because the relationship was really good for the first year until I started taking him to the functions with me.
Well, that's when you went wrong.
Yeah, but then I was more worried about him being attracted to the butch queen.
Wow.
I was thinking that it would be the butch queens I had to worry about, when all along it was the femme queens. And he started being curious about the femme queens. And this is why I say you can't get upset with the people that are in your house. So there was a member in my house that was a femme queen,
okay.
And she started messing with him on the low.
Yes.
And that caused us to break up.
Okay.
So you didn't
do you think that?
Go ahead, Keon. I'm going to let you go because he wanted to hear 2,000
femme queens. Do you think that just because you're all Chanel and you brought the boy around that maybe the girls just wanted him just because you all are Chanel legendary father?
I think his curiosity blossomed because he had never seen female figures that was as real as that and knew that they
mm-hmm.
still had some tools in the box. And like someone just
okay.
said earlier, he really wanted to play with the tools because that's what I trained him to do.
Okay.
But he wanted some extra tools, and I didn't offer the breast and the, you know.
Would you have respected the, or would have respected
I would have
the
respected
Fed Queen
him
to told
me
you?
Telling me if he would have just came to me and said, listen, I want to try that. What you think? I would say, I'll set it up. But I'm going to sit there and watch, too.
See, but
oh,
then
yeah.
that's the same thing with being.
I
want to say one thing before Kelly comes on. She wants to come on as well. But I want to say one thing on. I want to ask you girls a question. And you butch queens and you femme queens and gay guys and ladies of the new century that's on the phone line, you're definitely confused. Is it safe to say, that situation happening to you, not saying you, because you made it clear that you didn't think that you should be upset at the person because it was. But is it safe to say that a lot of bitterness come towards the femme queen because of situations like your very own? A butch queen will come and bring a boy into the scene, or for like the House of Ebony, who is known for bringing boys and stuff into the scene and stuff like that. And then when the boys get into the scene and, you know, once dating an older butch queen or icon or legend, whatever, he start cruising or living for the femme queen. And
yeah,
is
remember
it,
something, Nicole, 9 out of 10 times a straight boy who has never heard of a ball, who has never been to a gay club, knows nothing more than the Greenwich Village, gets exposed to a world that he's been searching for. It's like letting a kid loose in Toys R Us.
Right, so then why was the butch queens get so bitter? Because that's a lot of a situation where the butch queens are actually bitter with the femme queens because of their masculinity date or their straight boy that they have brought into the scene is cruising them. So that then builds up friction. Friction between the femme queen and the butch queen, and the butch queen sometimes don't never express it, like how you just said it, real. But a butch queen sometimes don't never express it, so you just know that he's throwing
shade.
But a femme
queen does the same thing. She doesn't always express it. I've heard of femme queens who've had boyfriends, and their boyfriends and them broke up, and then a butch queen in their house might start talking to the butch queen that they used to talk to, and they get upset with the person in their house for talking to the butch queen because the butch queen and the femme queen used to go together.
Don't put video games.
Well, I know
I don't get that.
I know it's all in who makes you feel comfortable. So whether it's current trade, punch, whatever. But
and I can deal with that. But what I'm trying to understand is where does the letting go process happen where you stop accusing other people of taking your man after y'all have broken up?
No, well,
the
letting go, well, it's easier to let go.
It
ain't
meant to be.
But see,
that depends,
y'all, because the trade is easier to let go because they're letting you go. But if you're in a relationship with a bitch queen.
No. Trading easier to let go.
I mean, in the sense of they're easier to let you go. That's
if
what I mean.
Someone, it's not easy.
It's not easy to let go.
But
I have to disagree because to me it doesn't really matter if it's a butch queen, a bulldog, a dyke, whatever you say. I just feel like it happens on all parts, straight, gay, whoever. You know, if they're going to do what you're going to allow them to do, and they're going to do whatever. That's how I feel. I'm sorry.
My thing is...
So
go ahead, one at a time, TT. Go ahead. Kiana, you next. TT, go ahead.
My thing is, I just like to, I'm not saying I want to sleep with the whole world, but I just like to have fun, and I'm going to have it with whoever I want to have with, whether it's trade or be
right,
cute.
Right.
But I think the girls, okay, first the butch queens, and then now even the femme queens, it's like everybody is fucking it up. Like, it's like such a turn off because you got trade coming at you, butch queens coming at you, everybody got their hands out. It's like, when did that happen? Like, you know, arms and, like, you know, people shaking their purses and shit like that. And they do it, like, I mean, that just totally, like, turns you off to everything, to the butch queens, to the trade. So, like, when did that happen? Like, when did that come from? Hello? If you want to be a lady, if you want to be a lady, how are you taking care of these men? And it's like all these guys are coming at you,
you
like
know
that.
Where,
so it's just like,
wait a minute, Kelly. Let her finish. Go ahead.
You
know where that came from, TT? That came from this new generation. So now all the trade think that every bitch is supposed to shake their purse because these new girls go out there and they find these boys on the stroller, they find these boys on the chat line, and then they want to shake their purse for them. And to the question that R.R. said, I think that it's ridiculous. If I break up with somebody, this is how I feel. If I break up with somebody and I consider you my friend, my girlfriend, my sister, it is off limits. I don't give a fuck if anybody else out there fuck with it. I don't give a fuck if anybody else out there fuck with it. But if you're my friend, my sister, my associate, or somebody that I allow to my house and we hang out and we chill together, I don't think that you should fuck with anything I fuck with. I don't give a fuck if we've been broke up for 5 years.
It's true.
I
want to know when is the breaking point? When is it time to
There's never a breaking point if you're my sister, my girlfriend, associate, somebody that been in my house, slept in my house. There is no breaking point at all.
Exactly.
Kelly,
I have to agree on Kelly
because that's it's a respect factor. I
don't
have my girlfriend
I don't give a fuck if it's a bitch, Joe Blow Chanel, Joe Blow Mizrahi. Bitch, if y'all fuck with them, y'all fuck with them because me and you don't have no affiliation with each other. But
each other, right.
Y'all slept at your house, you slept at my house, or whatever. It's never.
It goes back to saying what Naomi said. Naomi said that everything is recycled. And before you met that person was messing with somebody you knew.
What happens when, like you said, you introduce the child to the scene and he's not known and he don't know the girls and he does get turned out to the girls, you know, after being with a butch queen? Then what happens? Not all boys and not all butch queens are necessarily in the scene and they get turned out. They ain't get turned out.
That butch queen, the butch queen brung that piece of trade to the ball, Miss Thing. He seen the girl, Miss Thing. The girl done bought him some motherfucking weed and shit while they was at the ball without the butch queen motherfucking knowing. The butch queen wasn't doing that. The femme queen was doing it, so that's why he left with the femme queen. Because she started shaking her motherfucking
wait, one at a time, everybody. Wait a minute. One at a time. It would be basically what R said too. It's about what they can acquire, because and getting and stepping up on a level. But see, we're going in two different streets because that's that type of person. But you can actually, like what Kelly said and what Kiana said, and I agree. When I say when is it let go? When the connection is over. And as far as you being my sister or my father, how could you sleep with the person you see me going crazy with and love with?
If you're my sister or my girlfriend, if you jump right in my goddamn coffin, I might have an issue. But it's unfair to say two, three years down the line. It's unfair. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's going. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair.
I feel like if you're going to be a friend, be a friend. I feel like respect is respect. Like, I have girlfriends to this day that, I know their boyfriends. They broke up with their man. I don't care if your man is trying to talk to me 15 years ago. I don't go down that line. These are lines that I don't cross. Respect is respect.
But you know what, Kiana?
I don't cross that line.
You are right.
I got something better.
I don't think it. I'm not going to cross that line either, but it's not fair to say that, they can't, because it's,
all right, but you know what? Let's do this. Wait, Kiana, let's do this. There's a difference, if I was in a 5-year relationship with him and they danced with him. That's one thing. So I know that that's expected. You know, this is what they give. Now, if they went as far as to go into a relationship with him, I'm going to tell you this right here, and this is because of where I'm at in my age. Before I would tell you, I would break her fucking legs. But now that I'm older, now listen, now that I'm older, if he decided after having her to go into a relationship with her, there is no connection between me and him, because he wouldn't do that. If a between is yours, he's not going to go, he's going to have that person, but he won't go into a relationship if it's you that he see. So it's still all about a mental connection. Now, TT, I will agree to a certain extent because I'm older now, and if you bitch, you know what we are. And okay, you a bitch queen, and you like to have, and you may have had one of this, one of everything, and y'all just had, and we got to deal with that because of who we are together. But if he went to be with them, I think along with being crushed, I would have to I would have to let go, because that would show me that he no longer considered me to be what I considered myself to be in his life. So the bitch queen that I dealt with.
At the same time.
Hold on, y'all, because you know all of us is from the East Coast, so we have different opinions on Butch Queen and Trey. Let's bring on the legendary Mother Divine Chanel all the way from the West.
And we all got to talk at one at a time. Kiana, Kiki, Titi, everybody one at a time, because we all on the platform together. So we got one at a time.
I'm here. What's going on, everybody? How are you?
What's up? All the way from the West Coast. We are up here.
I love this subject. Hold this for me. I'm walking out of a restaurant. I have to put in my things. I love this subject. I've been listening at the table the whole time, hoping my phone didn't die. Me personally, where do I start?
Divine hey Butch Queens, and she gagged because it was my sister that turned me out.
Yes, let me tell you why I don't play the Butch Queen thing, because I feel like the Butch Queens for a reason. They know what they like, and they should get exactly what they want. You know what I mean? I don't feel like as a film queen, I don't want to compete with another Butch Queen. My feelings will be ultimately hurt for me to have come this far in my womanhood to be turned down and taken right back out by somebody that's at a harder start than I was at. You know what I mean? So it just seems like I would be going backwards, personally, to lose a man to another Butch Queen. Oh, I would die.
What about the kind?
I have a the kind. Oh, just as angry.
What if you lose your man? What if you become the woman that you are, titties, ass, sex scenes, whatever, and you lose your man to a BQND?
Baby, I'd be devastated. I wouldn't want a man that wants a BQ. I'd be devastated.
That's a gagger.
Yes, that is a gagger. Yes, I didn't get all this kiss ass and get myself to this level to be just turned back down. I could have did that as a homosexual.
Let me tell y'all something. You know, I've been in my relationship for the last 3 years in my relationship, baby. I don't see, before I got in my relationship, I don't see this sitting Butch Queen mistake with this Butch Queen of Drags mistake. Girl, she wasn't my girlfriend. I didn't know her mistake. I tried to get her man, bitch. Baby, he gave me the oof la la, and I'm like, you gonna turn down all of this, and she gonna take that off at night?
I think that goes back to say what I said. It's the connection. Maybe you had all of that, but he was connected to her. We can sing together, but we cannot all talk together.
If she is shaking her pocketbook, but and she rolling gloves for the cow, and she, you know, buying him sneakers, on the stroll, going to the stroll, putting ads up to, you know, get this child a pair of tens, or whatever the case may be, then there is no connection. There's only a monetary value. That's what the price is.
My thing is,
I've seen some sexy Butch Queens that I have thought was to die for. But the first thing that alarms me is, this guy likes guys. I'm not a guy. So what the fuck am I going to be doing with him? And how long will it be before he goes back to wanting a guy?
That's my whole thing. So,
and I don't have male tendencies. I'm sorry. So there's no way I can satisfy you in a mannish way.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Go ahead. You was about to say what? Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is what I don't understand. Like, I think everybody has their lane, but if that's your thing, that's your thing. But once you break up with this person, if a year goes by, and I'm only saying this because it's a hypothetical question that I'm I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But at
mm-hmm.
the same token, if a femme queen breaks up with a butch queen and a year has gone by, and it just so happens that a person that that femme queen knows is talking, not having a sexual relationship, just chilling and smoking a blunt with your ex, is that a reason to get upset?
No, that's not.
No.
But
what about his intentions? What about the intentions? Because we all know that the smoke and the blunt is the trickery to right. So what about
a year later? That is not
your together. A year has gone by. Y'all are no longer together.
Exactly.
This is the point I'm trying to make. It is no longer a relationship.
That's right.
There's nothing there.
Well, I'm supposed to give a shit. That's with anything, butch queen or not.
True.
If something's been out of your life for a year, then it's out of your life. If it's washed out
exactly.
of your hair, washed
but
out your hair, what
it
you worried about?
It may be out of your life. It may
and
be
you
out
shouldn't
your
get
life.
Upset
guess
with the
what?
Person who he's
feeling
chilling with, right?
Involved with that.
Right, and that's what I'm
you
saying, Kiana, that just saying that it's right, that it's out of your
even
life. If it's
I mean,
a go by, like you said earlier, if it's done, hey, hi, you know, we moving on.
I mean,
you doing you, I'm doing you. That's fine. I would have no right, TT, to come and get upset because he hasn't given me any indication or anything that it's even like
right.
that with me. So for me to be sitting there harboring on to feelings and stuff like that is that's inappropriate for me as a woman. But if there is still a connection where you are
right.
doing all of the things
mm-hmm.
that you have done throughout your whole relationship with the understanding that y'all are not together and y'all can talk about who y'all with and he can tell you his tea and he can do all of this. I think it is lead room to be upset.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
I think it is lead way to be upset. And not just, let's take it off the butch queen. Wait, but hold on, Kiana. Not over, what about the trade? Let's, RR deals with trade. You deal with trade. Javon deal with trade.
Listen to me, ladies. It's easier. Let me say one thing to y'all. I definitely agree with RR saying, Javon, everybody. It's easier said than done. I was dating this BQ before I transitioned in the scene for 6 years. And we broken up. It was over. I knew it was over. But sometimes when I would see him with the other girl, it used to really hurt me on the inside. But sometimes you would have to be strong and just keep on walking. But sometimes when your feelings are so in play of the situation, you cannot help but to be human. That's
right.
All to it. But if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Like when I knew I had to let go and love me and just leave it alone, I left it alone. Like now I can look at him. I look at him like one recently. I just recently saw him. I said, oh shit, I fucked with that. You look horrible.
Well, hold on, ladies. The phone line is lit up. Hold on.
All right, everybody got to be quiet. Everybody got to be quiet. Kiana, let's get some phone calls on this line.
Okay. Oh, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes,
hello, welcome to
the
Sister to Sister for Real show.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Kiana, this is, you know who this is, Kiana, Lena Horn.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? All right, I have a question. Now, I dated a queen before, and we was like in a serious relationship, and I introduced her to my family, make a long story short.
You ain't tell me that.
Why you
ain't
date me, nigga?
Oh,
shit.
Go ahead.
Okay, but how do you feel about if you bring the girls around your family and then they start having with your family members, like your brothers and stuff like that?
What?
Like
that? Okay, now
what?
That's a different type of scene.
Yes,
guilty.
Yes. Now, you know what? And that's all right. I appreciate you for coming up on here and throwing it at the femme queens because that's TT. I want you to respond for something like that. Okay, TT. TT, wait. Everybody, be quiet. I want TT to respond to something like that.
When that happened with me, we was all down for the get down, so that's why it happened. But I wouldn't have done it if you know. We was just all down for the get down.
The thing about it is y'all are so skeptical about the butch queens being down for the girls when some butch queens are really down for the girls and really are in love, and the femme queens are the one to mess it up. So how do you go about that, and how are we supposed to deal with it?
Oh.
And how would you feel, you know, once we once we finally decide.
I like you, Paula. I wish more Butch Queens decide to come into this conversation because I didn't want it to be a femme queen attacking the Butch Queen, so I appreciate that.
Nicole, you know who I am, too. Y'all know who I am.
Okay, well, whoever's by their computer, could you get away from your computer? Because I can hear you. I can hear myself.
It's an echo.
I'm not even going to be or the one to answer that. I want one of you girls. Which one of you ladies are going to respond?
What was the part they talk about if we dated one? We dated
And we mess it up. And we mess it up because of who the femme queen may be.
That's true. That could be true, but I don't know.
I've never been in that type of situation where I was attracted to the...
I'm thinking now, it could have been me, but then most likely it could have been me. Maybe it's my insecurities that messed it up. But I'm going to call you late about that.
Okay.
I like that question. That was really, that was
it's
good
true,
because...
No, but that just shows that Kiana needs to be by Kiana's self to not get me together. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. 857-334, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hey, Auntie Kiana. Hello, TT.
Hey,
hello,
baby.
Nicole.
Hey, welcome to the show.
This is Paris Ebony. I was calling because, like, I like the trade. I really don't do the trade. Like, I don't even mess around with the trade. For some reason, we just don't click. But with Butch Queens, there's a connection. I've had long-term relationships with Butch Queens. Like, my one and only Butch Queen, like, my Butch Queen husband, he knows who he is. Like, him and I have been, had our thing for, you know, 8+ years. And, like, I think everybody's entitled to enjoy whomever they choose to enjoy, however they choose to enjoy them, and so forth. You know, you have that right. When you're an adult, you can do adult things how you choose to do them. I don't think someone should sit there and judge you or them or so forth on their actions. Now, as far as, like...
Quick question. Is this, do you have an open relationship, or is this a committed monogamous relationship?
Hold on, Kiana, and don't answer that question yet. Whoever's on the phone line, I'm going to have to mute y'all, and I don't want to do that. So mute your phone so that I cannot hear you on this platform. Go ahead, Kiana.
Hello?
Yeah, Kiana, I'm sorry. The other Kiana, Gabrielle, go ahead. What you were saying?
Oh, well, I'm just saying, did she have an open relationship, an open-ended relationship, or a committed monogamous relationship? Because if it's monogamous and it's committed, there should be no other person coming in between, femme queen, butch queen, dyke, or whatever, because what you have is committed and it's monogamous. So if you have an open relationship, then, you know, there does leave leeway for somebody else to step in and steal your man.
That's true.
I feel like you have to realize that monogamy is like a completely like new age thing. Like if you look back in biblical times, you were allowed to have, you know, more than one wife, even concubines, what have you, and stuff. Even if you chose to have just one wife, like it's acceptable. So
I mean,
it's an open relationship.
I'm old school. I mean, you have your own beliefs, but old school or new school, don't fuck with my man. I'm just not having it. I mean, I used to date BQs, only Butch Queens. Now I got a street boyfriend. I've been with him for 6 months. I'm very happy. But I used to obsess over my BQs, like stay the fuck away from my BQs. And I mean, if you just
but that's what I don't understand. What is
like,
the obsession?
What the obsession is? The obsession
it's
is everything that we all said tonight.
You know what the obsession is?
Wait, Kiana. Let Kelly say. Go ahead, Kelly.
The obsession is when you get that motherfucking Butch Queen. That's going to make you feel like cunt, and then he's also going to do other things that's going to make your toes curl.
I'm going to fuck you up, lady.
Okay, because you have some butch queens out there that want to give you, oh, I'm strictly top tees with the femme queens, and then you have those other butch queens out there that is going to do what they got to do to please their woman so she don't have to go no other place.
Oh.
So when you get that butch queen and he does it to you, and he makes those and another bitch trying to get your motherfucking lips or get your ass, you ready to kick their motherfucking ass.
I got one for you.
I
got one. I got to tell you my obsession. Wait a minute, Kiana. I got my obsession. I took a shower. We took a shower for the first time. And I was in the shower tub. And when I was in the tub, you know, I'm being cut because I don't want to just, he's a man, like Kiana said, regardless of Butch Queen, whatever, he's a man. And I don't want to, you know, just, so I'm in the shower and I'm washing his back and I'm tucked. And he turned around to me and he says, I love you. Why do you sit there like that? You can sit there and take that out. That's what you are. And for it to drop, I was in love, bitch, for to be able to be who I was and to sleep like that. And he's going to tell me in the shower that I can
say, I was about to say, Nicole, that that's what you fucked up right there. I don't give a fuck if it's trade, butch me, whatever. I'm not hiding me for no one. If you like me, you like all of me. Not saying you have to do anything with it, but I'm not hiding myself for no one.
No, I don't think, first of all, let me tell you something. I come from an era, and you come from that same era, where we known to stay tough. We didn't play that.
Yeah,
and when you was not a butch queen, you did not pull out your thing. Or that butch queen would run towards the hill and tell all his girlfriends.
I agree with you, TT, because baby, baby, you know exactly what it is.
Thank
and
you.
When you come home, baby, ain't nobody
thank
keeping
you.
That shit between their legs. And
thank
I already been
you.
Out. I've been out on the street
you,
all
darling.
Night long. You
know
what?
And I think that's why Kelly and TT, hold up, y'all. Wait a minute. Let's not wait. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, TT. I think that that is the transitioning of why butch queens begin to have less respect for us, because we knew how they felt and they weren't getting involved with us because they wanted our peace. Wait, no, TT, it depends on the person, because if you was able to be with a butch queen, and I want some butch queens to come on this phone, if you was with your femme queen and you like her, she look, you TT, you Benji cut, he's looking at you like the Benji cut, and you get in there and Kelly, you open up your fucking legs and your cock is just standing there, how the fuck does that look? I mean, where does the characteristic and quorum come in? And he knows what you are, but does you have to be so like just open with it in his face?
Well,
that's why they don't get involved.
I'm going
involved.
To be me.
Well, a lot
I'm going
Nicole,
to be me. That's what I'm going to be.
But
me.
It's, well, it wasn't
that's
not
true.
Me being me to do that, because remember, I
true.
Said I was used to being like that, so that
mm-hmm.
was me. But when he let me know that I can be free more like it, it wasn't
right.
like not being me. It was about
mm-hmm.
being free. And when I was able to be free, and
mm-hmm.
along with all the other stuff, yes, that comes a point where this person has allowed you to feel. How many of you people have laid with pieces of trade and they want did not want to see your dick? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
First of all,
don't play that with
it's happened to me.
To each his. I just feel like to each his own. With me, I come with a contract before then.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Why I need a
Kelly, how many times have you been with a piece
no,
of trade
I mean,
and they
contract.
Not want to see your piece?
Hold on.
Let me tell you something.
Hold on.
Before you ask that question, let me tell you something. Baby, when I was single and I wasn't with my husband, baby, when
right.
I got on the chat line or anything, I want a motherfucking freak-ass nigga that's down for whatever. So you
well,
know
that's
you
that
come
situation.
In here, you know, hold on. You don't
well,
know. And whether if it's a piece of trade or not, you know when you come in here, you already know what you're going to get in. Because anything you do, hold on, anything you do to me,
right.
I got to do to you.
Okay,
come
all
on.
Right, now wait a minute. You can go ahead in a second,
like,
but wait a minute, Kiana. Wait a minute. It's depending on the situation because I feel like that. Now, a butch queen will come in and I'll stay tough. A piece of trade can't come in here and think he making me feel like cunt because nobody can make me feel like cunt. If you need a man to make you feel like cunt, get out of drags. So no one makes me feel like cunt. What the butch queen does for me is enhances it and allows me to be free because deep down inside, we are men, y'all. Let's not get it twisted. And that's where the possession and all
true.
That stuff come from. We are still men.
This is the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, go ahead. Let get his point. Go ahead.
The point I'm trying to make is, once you knew that you, okay, say for instance, you spotted this butch queen wherever you spotted him, and you target him. Did you try to evaluate if this butch queen was a giver or a taker or a versatile butch queen? And what you had in mind for this butch queen once you got him in your bedroom. And then when you got him in your bedroom, was he willing to give you the service that you wanted and be able to continue to give you that service, or did he want you to give him a service as well, but when he found out that your service wasn't giving him the service that he was used to getting, he decided that that's not what he really wanted?
Oh, well, that's the new thing today. That's the new thing today.
Me not hiding who I am has nothing to do with him being a top or a bottom.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm not going to be uncomfortable and sit there. If I'm home, I need to be comfortable. I'm not going to be sitting there tucked in my house. I'm not going to be tucked in the shower.
But there's no need for you to be tucked.
Okay. I think that that's a whole, it depends on the person, because you're
true.
Talking, first
it's
of all,
true.
Let me say this, and y'all sitting on this phone being phony, if you are from the 90s, it didn't work like that with Butch Queens.
Yeah.
You did not go home with Butch Queens thinking you were going to fuck them because they didn't go home with you.
But
okay? They didn't play that.
But who's saying anything about
you're
fucking?
Right,
I'm responding to what R.R. said. I heard what you said about being, you need to be free.
I said, too, what happens when it's not what you thought it was going to be? And I was in a situation where I was dating, I was talking to Brandon. Kelly, you know Brandon. He used to walk famous. I think he was Givenchy. I was talking to Brandon. And, you know, he is cunty.
Paris. Oh, I was in love with him.
And, like,
oh, shit. Never said, oh, I was in love with him. Yes.
What happened?
Yes.
Well, we used to cut up. Like, it was more or less, like, he used to really tell me, like, I really just don't see you doing these certain things to me. Because you are, I see you as so kind, or I see you as being such a girl, or I see you in all your femme queen glory. So it just really makes me feel a certain type of way to give you what you really want, in a sense. So I have had that happen where it did turn out to be not what I wanted it to be, or he wasn't giving me his all because he looked at me maybe in a sense of me being too girly or me being too feminine.
Right.
Let me just say that he didn't want me to slay him because he didn't want my titties on his back. That's what
I think that with a butch queen for me, there's
no
need to slay.
That's not just the butch queens, bitch, because I had a dyke that told me, bitch, I was too fucking cut. Mistaken this dyke like to get slayed down.
But you know what? Then you know what? You're jumping out of the categories. Now, today, the new generation.
I responded to what R.R. said.
Okay, the new generation today, for me, it's like that, where you can go and you can go back and forth and debate about having a... For me, when they were a butch queen, that's all I needed as far as their femininity.
Hold on, Nicole. Everybody that's in the chat room, if you're in the chat room, in the next 3 minutes, the chat room is going to shut down, and you're not going to be able to hear the show. So y'all need to pick up the phone, and y'all need to call in on the phone line, because we can still stay on the phone line until 3 o'clock and still have this discussion. You will not be able to hear the show.
No.
You will not be able to hear the show from the chat room at 2 o'clock, so you must call into the show if you like to continue to hear this topic. And we have a whole bunch of callers that's already online that would like to talk. Also,
so
call up to y'all girls in the chat
room.
All
right, so everybody just go quiet and wait.
I remember one time I was locked up, right? And one of my girlfriends, y'all know she is. One of my girlfriends, right? She had this piece of tray, right? And she said,
Yes, go ahead.
So
all right, come on, y'all. We got a lot of callers, and we can't all talk together.
She said, oh, my God, I had this boy. Oh, he made me feel so cunt. He didn't want to see my tray. And then she said he put a cunt, like the porn magazine, he put, like, on her back, like while he was fucking her. Violated for her. I wanted to slap bitch.
Oh, poor baby. See, I'm never going to go through nothing like that with
a
piece of tray. Let me tell you something. I had a piece of tray to come in, bitch, and he had 11 down his legs, okay?
Oh,
he was light skinned. He was gorgeous. Yes, girls, it was thick. too. He laid back on the bed while we were smoking this blunt. And I said, oh, bitch, that was QRR. So guess what I said to him? I pulled up my shirt. I said, so what's up? You know, I moved over close. I said, so you going to suck these titties? He said, what the fuck is that? I said, what? He said, what the fuck is that? He said, that's not yours. That shit ain't real. I said, mind you, you know, I'm gagging, bitch, when he said this to me. And I'm looking at him and so I'm like, this motherfucker don't know who I am. So I'm smoking a blunt and he says to me, he asks me my age. I tell him my age. He lays back down, TT, and he says, oh, that's why. I told him, now I wanted to talk. I said, come up, come up. I said, that's why what? He said, because most transsexuals, and this is our fault, this is why Trey, Butch Queens, and male figures treat us like that. Most femme queens, when they pull out, he pull out his dick, he said that he does not have to touch them. He said they will get down on their knees and they will suck his dick. I said, that's most. You just met one. Get the fuck up. Let's go. And I put him right the fuck out my house. And it could have went through three guys, four guys. It could have been a skit for me. You are not going to come in my motherfucking house and make me feel like lesser than when you're nothing but a skit. But they get that from the girls. The girls see me. The girls see this. They just think that every girl should just be fucked. They think that every girl should just be this. And then when you do find a piece of trade or a tranny chaser that does like to munch and stuff, he likes that shit way too much. So you're gagging. And you don't receive
so that
type that of
the
treatment.
Queens, the Butch Queens don't give you that?
No, they don't. I'm going to say what I met. No, they don't. I have never met a Butch Queen that I have been with and that I have been in love that has ever presented themselves to me. Because if they was, I would have forgot about the fact that they like men. I would have been thinking about, oh,
okay.
My God, could you imagine
who's the
what they're
doing?
Who's
the guy that was just on the phone talking with Kiana? What's his name?
Hold on. I think, hold on, because there's a lot of callers, and I think he pressed one again.
Okay, everybody be quiet.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this the same one?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
How about that voice?
Yes.
Now, that's why I want to ask you a question. The topic was they were talking about butch queens who like to have femme queens service them.
I
just don't get that part of it. If you're supposed to be giving them their life,
mm-hmm.
where does that aspect of it come in?
What do you mean by serving them, like taking care of them or sexually?
Sexually.
No, would you give a femme queen head and that's what you had?
This is the for real show, but damn.
Come on, we're all grown here, and I'm trying to understand this because even me being in the scene half of my life, you got to understand something. I don't do butch queens.
Okay.
Right.
And
okay.
I need to understand. Maybe there's something there that I can explore that I'm not exploring because of the fact that I've never had this conversation.
If you love someone, you'll do anything.
Amen.
Okay.
TV.
Well, to answer your question, if I was dating a girl and she wanted that and I loved her, yeah.
Amen.
Amen to that.
You know what?
What's your name?
I don't disrespect you for that. Because like you said, if y'all were dating and y'all were in a committed relationship and
I'm
it was a monogamous relationship and you was putting yourself out there like that for her, then all the more reason why y'all should be together. But do you feel that if you put yourself out there 100% to
mm-hmm.
her, giving her all of you 100%, are you sure that this person is not going to one day get tired of you and want to move on to the next butch queen and then that next butch queen may be your friend?
Ooh,
well, Well, let me answer that question, and I know Keona gonna gag at this, but trust me.
Who's this?
I was about to say my real name.
That's the person
you
were talking to earlier. That everybody gonna be texting you to find out who he is.
Okay, because I'm calling you ASAP.
The girls are gonna be on the
shot. Wait, let him answer our question, please, because our just Right, go ahead.
Okay, so basically your question was...
I wasn't trying to, I just asked a question.
Okay, your question was in a long
oh,
run.
Sit down.
All right, wait, so can you repeat the question to me again? Like, you basically asked if my, what if she moves on to my friends or something like that?
Yeah, if you did all of that you did and gave yourself up and took yourself in those places for her because you loved her and y'all was together
the only
and she
I'm
got over
you.
That
is because I believe that part of your story was you took someone home to meet your family.
Yeah.
And then they started talking to someone in your family. How
right.
would you have started, if you did this with that person and you gave them all of you 100%, but then they saw your cousin and your cousin was just a little bit more masculine than you and had just a little more presentation in the front of his pants than you, and you felt some kind of way.
Right. Okay, well, to answer that, at the time, I was only 17. Like, right now, I'm 22, and I'm sure that wouldn't happen now. Like, I wouldn't have to worry about that. I'm secure with it, and I'm 10 times better, so that wouldn't have to worry. That wouldn't be the problem.
And are you comfortable dating?
Oh, y'all gay Kelly?
Are you strictly official for Femme Queens, or do you actually date Butch Queens and Femme Queens?
I like Butch Queens and Femme Queens. Like, I talk...
Wait, what's that mean? No, go ahead. What's that mean?
What you say?
That was me.
That wasn't me to do.
Oh, okay.
That was me, Puerto Rico.
Why
okay.
Did that, Puerto Rico?
Okay, so
let me answer the question. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm attracted to Butch Queens, yes. I'm attracted to Femme Queens, yes. Have I found the right Femme Queen? No.
Right Butch Queen.
Kiana, I'm calling you. Have you found the right Butch Queen yet?
No.
Okay, so
what happens when you're a Butch Queen and you're a Femme Queen pair and you both just slutty?
Hold on, what's your question?
What happens when you're a Butch Queen and you're a Femme Queen and you're a pair, you're in a relationship, and you both just sleazy, and you both is not just giving one person giving more than the other? What happens when both are equally as nasty, and you both giving up just as much, and the person moves on?
Oh, you better not be with no girl like that, because I don't think a wife should ever be what her husband is. So that's horrible, bitch.
Well, if you don't spin around your head, bitch, the next bitch will. So that's the question. Well, that's our main question is.
Amen to that, Kiana. That's the number one problem. And what these kids don't understand, if you're in a relationship with somebody, okay, what you won't do,
the next bitch will.
I agree completely
so
with you, Kelly.
Our point is he's basically saying, when is it time, when is it enough time for you to say, okay, he can date your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or whatever, when you've broken up? And what happens when you both equally as sleazy?
Well, I got
answer the question.
All right, I'm going to answer both. Okay, as far as me dating some, okay, as far, okay, for instance, if I was dating Nicole, and it go both ways. Just
yes.
Like I was talking, listen, if I was dating Nicole and we broke up and it's 2 years in the line and she's with the newest, hottest Butch Queen on the block, I would feel some type of way because I made you my wife and I was your husband at the end of the day. And my thing is...
What state you live in?
Baltimore.
You sound like you're from Baltimore.
No, not Baltimore.
Baltimore, Philly.
No.
He's from Philadelphia, baby.
That's what I said, Baltimore, Philly.
He just said Baltimore, bitch.
No, but that's why whenever you start going further south, you have a more of an open-minded, abroad thinking about the whole between thing. That's why kudos to you. Thank you. You want to answer the other question because we got other callers. What's the other question? Go ahead.
I'm going to stay right there.
Okay. Oh, shit. Well, do we have any calls? You stay right there with us. You earned your motherfucker's platform right now.
I definitely don't want no BQs that been with another Femme Queen, though, because, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Good.
Hold on,
y'all.
443-824.
You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Jamaica Prodigy from Baltimore.
Hi, Jamaica, what's up?
I think this topic is really interesting, and I like everyone's views, and I respect everyone's views. And I had a relationship a couple years ago with a Butch Queen. We were in a relationship for about a year and a half. He came on to me, you know, I thought it was a joke. He was like, oh, I really like you and all this other stuff. I'm like, aw, that's really cute. But I didn't expect it to be real. Mm. And as time went on, we somehow just fell into a relationship. But later on down the line, he decided that that's not what he wanted. And it kind of fucked my head up a little bit, like, why would you wait all this time and you knew this isn't what you wanted? And it just, it made everything really messy, but we're still
Girl,
friends
today. Girl, you
should have
got in your car and ran his ass over.
Oh, no, that's Devon. Hey, go fix it.
No, that was me again. That was Puerto Rico, bitch.
Oh, okay. Let me say something to you, Jamaica. After y'all broke up and he left you, he went back to dating guys, right? Which is all
yes.
our point. Okay. And
yes, he went back to dating Butch Green's other guys or whatever.
And have you still been able to have a connection or, you know, to communicate? Are y'all still good friends? How was your relationship?
Friends. Yeah, we're still really good friends.
Can I ask you a question? Did y'all have a versatile relationship, or was it a one-sided relationship? Session?
Let TT back on, Kelly. I'm sorry. TT, let her back on.
TT, you're
going
to have to call TT on three-way. Nobody can call in. The show is locked. You're going to have to call her on three-way.
Our relationship was very different, and I wouldn't expect anyone to understand it, really, but we didn't have sex.
You didn't have sex. How long y'all was together? A year and a half?
A year and a half. We didn't have sex. We had an open relationship. It was more emotional.
Mm-hmm. Which is what Butch Queens are to Femme Queens. It's basic. It starts on that. It starts. That's what makes it so over.
Did you like take him shopping? Did you pay for everything? Was it always you sparking up?
No, because he did his part as well.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, we did equal, but. It was just really, it was really strange. Like, okay, we're not having sex with each other. It's almost like
we're just friends. Almost like y'all was just friends.
Right.
Yeah. But my love for him was deeper
okay,
than his love for me. He loved me for
what
I could do for him and how I made him feel.
Hold on, I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all
hold
like,
on, let me call TT.
Y'all was like friends. You had more of a connection to him than he had to you.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's different.
And
see,
I was younger, and
I mean,
was, you know, a little naive.
Sometimes just some queens
we have
see Butch Queens, and they'd be like, ooh, this Butch Queen is so over. I need to be around him. I need this. I need that. I need to, you know, he's just the one. He could be the one for me. And we make fake relationships in our heads. Like, he could just
right.
be, like, your BFF, like, forever, and, like, that's all he is, and that's all you're ever gonna be. And we make fake relationships in our head and say, oh, damn, I just wish one day tomorrow he might kiss me, or the next day, is he really going to touch me, or, like,
crazy.
Damn, what's going on?
Right.
That's that fantasy. That's the fantasy. That's not, it wasn't as real as you thought it was, honey.
Wait,
right.
Kiana, let her go ahead. Go ahead, Jamaica, finish.
I agree exactly what she was saying, and it all has to go back to what Kiana was saying, is that you have to have self-respect and self-worth and self-love for yourself, because it broke me down.
Oh, God. I can imagine.
I can imagine, but what happens if you already a stern set? Nicole, you are a stern set. I'm
see, but that's why,
set.
Well,
Kiana, you
let me say,
set.
I wanted to say that. This is why I went happen. See, I feel bad for the girls that enter the relationships with the Butch Queens, and they do give emotion, and you think expectation to the emotion. See, none of them motherfuckers just was doing that. They were going to touch me. You was touching
okay.
them Butch Queens. You
okay.
out there touching whoever. I'm not going to sit here and be the one that you play fucking house with, but you're not
yeah.
going to touch me, because if that's
right.
the case, I got to get somebody over here that's going to touch
that's
me
to touch
because
me.
I need to also have some, so I accept the fact that you are a Butch Queen and that you go with other guys, but I'm not going to accept the fact that I should have to sleep on a different side of the bed than you while you telling me that you live for me and everybody
yeah.
that I'm your wife and this
yeah.
and that, but you can't touch me. So when we
yeah.
allow those things, for, and a lot of times what you did was for commitment. commitment. And trust me, it's always better than sex. And it's
right.
safer. It's safer. But there's still no real connection. When you give yourself to somebody on top of emotions and love, it's that's when
it's
you're cutting off your fucking hair and you're running down the street in the broad daylight looking like a mad person. Or you sitting in you halls, or you sitting in you halls at my motherfucking window in the broad middle of the day. That's when you're really going bananas, when you can physically give yourself
up. Now she's trying it.
Thank you, Jamaica. Thank you for
I'm
calling.
Not thank you, everybody. Have a good night here.
You
good
too.
Night,
thank
bro.
You.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, going once. You're gone. Caller is 4522. You're live on the air.
What's up, everybody? This is Marquise.
Hey, Marquise.
Welcome to the show. Marquise from Baltimore?
Yeah. What's going on,
Marquise?
Yeah.
That's the legendary formula.
Okay, everybody quiet. Kiana, quiet. Cut it. Quiet. All you ladies, you got to excuse us. There's a lot of hormones on this phone. What's up, Marquise? What's up?
Man, I'm chilling. Listening to your conversation is real interesting. And, like, I think it's somewhat, it kind of falls on the individual. And, like, with the person, like, to me, like, I really like to be around the girls, and I look at the girls. But to me, I look at them like females. Like, so when they talked about the trade and all the other stuff, that's like a complete, like, turn off. It, like, make you, like, go the opposite way.
You
see, that's what I said.
And that's what happens,
that's
T.T., when you're free.
Looks at you through con. That's when the bookstream looks at you and with these eyes, like, you know, like you're almost unreal. Like
no, but that's what makes the,
like
that's the connection.
Roll.
That's the connection. They don't look at you
that
like you come
the
because
connection.
They know what you are, but you look like that. So when you go into a relationship and he's like, oh, wow, he's feeling it, you bringing out something in him. Now he looks at you, bitch, and you got a bulge. And you talking about pulling out your bulge in front of him. He gets this thing at home.
I don't give
like
a chicken
fajita,
bitch. The respect level and treating you like the woman that you want to be. So it's like when you kind of talk about that, and stuff, it's like it turns you off from the woman that you are looking like and the woman that you are trying to be.
What happens when you're not
but
talking
you
about it? What
that,
happens
you
when
you
just chilling out in the
wait
house?
A minute, Kiana, wait a minute. Go ahead, Marquise. I can't hear you.
You got some butch queens that, I mean, do get turned on by that, but then you got some that just, like, don't
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it falls on the really on the individual.
Visual. Right.
Okay.
And
like nowadays, you know what I'm saying? You
got I got a question. I got a question just came across Facebook, Marquise. The girls want to know, do you like the girls?
I never actually dated a girl, but I like the presence of the girls. But I never dated one of the girls.
Oh, but you like the presence.
Yeah, I like the presence.
Yeah,
well, girls, if y'all
like
all smart,
like
that's all you need
them.
To
like,
have in order to
talk to them on the phone,
it.
Hanging out with them, chilling with them, all that stuff. I love that. I like, you know what I'm saying? I treat the girls like a girl.
Oh,
so, like if I'm around a girl, I treat the girl like a girl. That's just my personality, and I've always been, you know what I'm saying, raised to be a gentleman. So that's just what for me.
Can I ask a question, y'all?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, you said it turns you off when the girls say they're interested in trade, but you vision them as women, and when they like trade, sometimes they look at us butch queens and vision us as their piece of trade.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but I'm saying, that's what I said, but the person like me, like, I don't play, like, I'm real country, you know what I'm saying, when I'm vocal on that stuff, but I don't play nothing going on my butt, like, no fingers or none of that stuff, so it falls on the individual person.
Ooh.
He's stern. Marquise is very stern, honey.
Oh, my God. Marquise definitely fits the fucking profile for a lot of
girls. Marquise do not like the girls. I mean, he likes to hang out with the girls.
Kiana, no, baby. Marquise, back to what you were saying.
You have to look at it. Marquise likes to hang out with the girls and chill with the girls and everything. But see, and then when you a girl, that leads into something, and it might wind up into something.
Right, so that's all you need to know as a girl if you that type of girl. But if you a girl like T.T. said, want to be free, Marquise is going to run for the hills because no fingers or nothing goes in his butt. So why would he want
to... But I didn't even say but that, but just because I want to be free don't mean I want to hope.
Right, because my next question was going to be myself.
Well, listen, Nicole, I'm not hiding from anyone. That is a part of me.
I understand that you want to be comfortable, but I wouldn't want to see that. I envision the women that you are coming off to be, and the women that when I meet you, how I'm accepting how you're accepting me as a woman. That's how.
Hold on, Marquise.
Wait, I just want to say one thing. When I tell you, Marquise, you don't open up the motherfucking doors, baby. The girls are going to be at you, baby.
Wait, let Kiana say something. Kiana, go ahead.
And they're going to be fully tired.
Wait, hello. You better make sure everybody's talked to. Kiana, Gabrielle, be quiet. Mother Evisu, go ahead, say something.
Hey, everybody. What did I miss, first of all? I had to go to the bathroom real quick.
Jeez. Oh, shit.
Oh, you just come back to ask what you missed. We're talking to Marquise. They are calling in the phone line, and Marquise did. And
Marquise on ex-other?
No, he's Revlon.
The legendary father.
Revlon.
He's Revlon.
Oh, Revlon. Hey.
Nicole.
Listen, this is how I want to say. I feel like to each his own is their own personal preference. Like, as far as TC, that's her preference. But with me, I had a contract with anybody comes to my house. It's bottom. BOTTON.com. Bottom. That's what my contract states. I believe definitely what you said, Nicole, in the reference to the tucking and all that stuff. I did not show that part of me because I was very uncomfortable about that part of me. But I can't say that to everybody, because I was in a gas 24/7. It's like I was born with a gas. You know, that's to each his own.
Well, you know what? It's like Marquise, like the type of bitch queen Marquise got is, I'm going to tell you, because I wrote the motto, that would take time. But the whole fact of the matter is how you girls got it is he likes your presence. Now, all of that extra shit, you can't expect for the bitch queen who never did that to be able to deal with what he's not looking at you like. All of that will come along in time.
That happens with the straight boys too, because making it a sexual position thing.
And it's not a sexual position thing. And y'all also make it seem as if like I'm going to just have my cock out in front of everybody.
Hold on, R wants to say something. Go ahead, R.
And whoever's by your TV, could y'all mute your TV or mute your phone because there's too many people on the phone line. So everybody has to be quiet because there's a lot of people on the line. Go ahead, R.
I know there's a lot. I've dealt with straight boys that will, you know, come in and they want to get busy and stuff. But, you know, they'll be like, yo, I don't want to touch that. Don't let that touch my leg. I'm like, well, then you know what? We're going to have a problem because there's no way I can put this. You know,
but then
at the end of the day, you know, once you start doing a little something, something, then they start to relax. And then next thing you know, they're trying to reach out and touch, and then they turn it over, trying to get everything else. So it's just a matter, like you said, it's just a question of getting used to something, because at the end of the day, I'm sure all of us have had straight men that claim they don't want to see it or they don't want it to touch them.
I had the same thing. I had this date one time. You know, I'm fishing all. All of a sudden, he goes past my perimeter, past my waistline. I said, where are you going? I'm fighting his hand. It's going up and down. What you doing? He's fighting me, trying to pull my gas back. He said, what is that? I said, my panties. He said, don't you like that? No, bitch, get out of here. I don't like that. No.
Because
I don't
that when I was a BQ, I mean, unless it was other BQs, but when it came to trade, I was the complete bottom, and I thought it was disgusting to use
you
my
think
meat.
So?
Really?
When
yeah.
I was the butch queen. When I was a butch queen. But when I became a girl, it was like that was all they went for, and I started to like it.
I think it was totally different for me. For trade, I think I never want them to enter me like that because I feel some type of way about somebody fucking me. So I never want to be giving my ass away to a bunch of trade so it goes the other way. But for a butch queen, the way that it's all going
to
roll out,
it
would be different. So for you said that you would be a bottom, I would be a bottom more so for the queen than I would for the trade because I don't believe that shit.
true. It is true. What,
I don't
know,
believe that shit.
Know,
I just don't.
Well, first of all, I was a full bottom, and I still am a full bottom top, whatever you want to call it. That's what I guess I needed to get my surgery, do what I had to do, because that's a part of me I hated. I never liked it, even as transitioning to a femme queen. I've had boys that wanted to do them. I threw them out my house. You could not even touch me down. You couldn't even look at me in that way. I just did not feel, I didn't feel a completeness with myself. That part of me,
you
I was deserve
that. Miss Thing, that's why you were going crazy, Miss Thing.
No,
that's exactly why. That's why you were going crazy, Miss Thing.
No, it's not true. It's not. No, it's not. Just because it's for somebody, it does not necessarily mean it's me. Me, I never had those interactions. Even back then, even as like a young BQ growing up, or a young boy, whatever, growing up for transition, I had a wet dream and I screamed.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Now that you have your sex change and you've had it for a few years, how do you feel about allowing a man how do you feel about allowing
me?
A man to eat your pussy?
Let me tell you about this. You're going to laugh at this. Y'all all going to laugh at this. Get your popcorn. I had came home from having surgery in 2001. And me and my
Why y'all
friend,
falling out?
No, she's right, but I'm gonna tell you the story. Me and my friend was in the bed. Me and my little friend, you know, the one I've been dating for what a mess I was. And you know, I'm still in the back of my mind. I'm still thinking, you know, I know when I got. I'm saying, you dumb bitch, you got your pussy. You in the back of your mind, you still think, oh, this thing that you know you got to see whatever. I said he kept trying to go down and touch me. I kept moving his head. We fighting this shit. I said, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? You got your pussy. So I gradually let him go down there on me, and you know what? It felt good. But
that's what's up.
It felt good.
See, it's a difference,
like it.
Kiana. The difference between you and a whole bunch of these girls, new generation and older, is that
what?
You carry yourself with class. You're not one of those girls who's just going to lay down and just, you know, be fucked or just fuck someone like
now,
that.
Let me tell you,
no, but I think that bottoms are. Do we have any more callers on the phone line?
You can ask
another
question.
Private caller,
hello.
Your live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, your live on the air.
Yeah, hi. This conversation is actually really good. I've been listening to the whole show, and I'm actually happy that there's a group of transgender women I can speak to, because I've always wondered, what is it with girls who still want to use their piece? Because what I understood, that when men are transferring to women, that they want to be accepted as women and be treated as women. So when you meet these guys who want to get plunged or whatever, does that not turn you off because you want to be treated as a woman?
Well,
for the most ones that I know, I see a transgender, and I think that's a woman because they act like women, they look like women. That's all they want to be is a woman. So when I see them, I mean, I like titties and ass and all that, but
there
are men who like cunts to strap on and fuck them.
Yes.
That's
my cousin Nyoka used to strap on and fuck this guy, and I wanted him so bad.
It goes back to
you know what I'm saying?
But what he said. He said that if he loved the girl, then that's what he would do for his girl because he
loved
her.
Okay, let me see that figure. You said that. Why do they think to do that? I think the overall question to that caller is the fact of the matter is that if they are a girl, like Kiana said, she didn't like that. But if girl who likes to come or like the feeling of coming and like the feeling of doing that, I mean, to be honest, the fact of the matter is your illusion is your illusion, but they are still a man. And maybe, wait a minute, and maybe the you just fucking them is not what it is that do it for them. I think, I personally hate when guys come and use that on me because I think it's a manipulation thing. Oh, you're a girl. You're supposed to be a girl. Don't put that up. We don't need to see that. Let me make you treat you like a woman. So basically, you want to allow me to be submissive so you can do what the fuck you want to do to me.
Well,
but that's not going to happen.
And then the boy that told you that he only wants to fuck you is going to squirt around and go get fucked. So
and then, in some cases.
Yes, yes. In some cases, that's what it be. He'll make you want to feel like that, but then in reality, he may see something that be made bigger than yours and everything, and he probably never acknowledged yours, but he was judging and jerking. You meet your girlfriend, she said, oh, girl, he munched me. Well, he didn't do that to me. Well, let the caller talk. Let the caller talk, y'all. What you say?
Like, I don't really use the word, like, butch queen. I think of guys, they're either going to be more feminine or more masculine. So you, as a as a feminine, if you want a man, why would you be with someone who's acting somewhat like a lady? Wouldn't you not want someone who's portraying more of that aspect of being a traditional masculine man? Because you want to feel like a woman with another man. So when you have that dynamic between you and another man who's somewhat effeminate, does that not kind of mess up the whole dynamic of your relationship?
You know, if I'm gonna say this, if you meet a man like yourself who is masculine and we have that dynamic, then it works. But when most of the time it's not that case as far as straight men on our fem queen behalf, and it's the butch queens, which is the feminine guys, who have you get this closeness, this connection, and they allow you to be who you are because they know who you are. They have no expectations of you other than to be what they look at you to be. With a man, it's kind of a little bit different, but if you are the man that has and is looking to be like that, I'm sure that you're going to find or somebody is going to be, you know, receptive to that. But it's not, you know, we don't really get that a lot, Carla. So I guess that's why.
Can I say something real quick, y'all?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's nothing like having a film queen that you can be with, walk down the street with 24/7 and know she's real. And, you know, you get the whole package because you can sit there and talk to her and ask her about things from both sides of the fence. And it's nothing like having a butch queen where you can walk in the market with and he can pick up a whole carton of sodas or whatever. And, you know, it can go home and curl your hair and help you.
You
know what I'm saying?
I'm gagging.
Listen, it's a connection there because, me and a film queen dating, you know, I can carry the bag for her all day. You know, I can help her open the door for her in the car, whatever the case may be. And we get in the house, you know, it's a different story. I sit there and I might help her curl her hair, do her makeup. But at the end of the day, in society, it is me and her.
Are you carrying her bag because of Chanel? Are you carrying it because you're being a gentleman?
No, I'm carrying that bag because they're grocery bags and I'm being a gentleman.
Yes, and when you get inside, I'm going to lay back and I'm going to wrap my arms around him and I'm going to hold him because that's what we can do with each other. That's exactly what a butch queen and a femme queen could do. They can hold each other.
And at the end of the day, coming from the market and after her walking and walking through the aisles and shopping, she could come home and untuck and I'm comfortable with that. Let me tell you something. It was
what you're talking about is the ideal relationship.
Okay, shut up, Kiana. We got to hear. Y'all got to be quiet.
Hold on. I don't know who you are, Carla, but you got these girls over here, and you got their motherfucking panties in a bunch.
You know what, Kelly? You got something. You know what, and Kelly, you know what you got me? You got me believing that it's hope. You got me believing that it's hope. You got me believing that I still should stand strong about believing that I can find a butch queen. You giving me hope. You ain't got me going crazy because I ain't never seen your face.
Is not well, my thing is,
sister, I'll show you exactly who he is when we go to First Friday.
Okay,
I'm weird with my butch queens because I don't want. I've never had a so-called masculine or realness or none of those type of butch queens. I just like people to be real. I like people to be themselves. I like to be able to be myself. Mm-hmm. And that's that. I'm going to be a lady in the streets. I'm going to be a lady in the house. But like I said, I'm going to be comfortable and I'm going to be me.
But you know what I like for my butch queen to be the same way.
Right.
All right. Because you know how the comparison goes.
Can I say something, Nicole?
Go ahead. Everybody's on the phone. I wait, Kiana. Before you say so, do we have any more callers? Because it is 2:30. Do we have any more callers?
No more callers.
Okay,
don't
go
sit
ahead.
Don't sit up there with me talk about some yo bodies and that, that a lot. And then you get around your motherfucking girlfriend and say, oh, bitch!
No. No, see, but that's not supposed to happen with a butch queen. Kelly, how it goes, you're voguing with them. You are dipping together. It's an over connection. And that's why
right.
I said, it actually depends on the two people.
What
kind of
connection is that? I don't get that as a connection.
What do you mean?
That's
it's the same type of connection. Ooh,
To be voguing with them and letting them do your rouge in your hair?
Yes, yes, bitch. Because guess
what,
Kiana? When I
can
get that with my husband, I don't need nothing from
you.
You know what? That's good that you have to say. But if I could do that with my husband, I don't need nothing from you, TT. I don't need
nothing
from you, Kiana. I don't need nothing from none of you because I got it all in my relationship.
You're not my husband if you have on a wig.
Okay, how many like real women you know always complain and say, oh, I'm not going to call my husband to go shopping with me because you know I take so all day and he hates shopping with me. What woman wouldn't love her husband to go shopping with her, correct?
That's true. Okay, but what woman wants her husband to come home and curl her hair and do her makeup?
Ladies and gentlemen,
don't you think that the butch queen is doing all of these things, and when he comes in the house and he shows you what dress to wear, what makeup to wear, what hair to wear, it's because that's his fantasy deep down inside in his subconscious?
And that's fine, too. You know what you did when you signed that contract. So that's fine. But right now, we're talking about where you are with him. If in his long run, if he learns to be like you, guess what? He's like you. Another thing that makes him mine. Bitch, he talks like me. He acts like me. He moves like me. And whenever you're laying with him, you're being with me.
Hold on, y'all.
You know, Nicole, I love you down, but I just have to slightly disagree with you. I don't have a problem if my man know how to, you know, if I can't get the back of that curl, he know how to, he can curl it. But if he gonna sit here, bitch, and he gonna pit my lashes on, bitch, and beat my motherfucking face, I'm sorry, but you're messing up the Bushwing thing.
Kelly, wait a minute. We know that we can do our own, but to be able to have someone present and such a commitment that can do those things, we're talking about something you give everything in. You're their wife. You're their sister. You're their pillow talk. Everything. You know what boy they talking to.
Okay,
you know what they doing. This is how close a femme queen and a butch queen relationship is to me. That's why I think it's more sacred, because you allow yourself to go into their life and they allow themselves to come into your life, whatever it is.
But if he's doing my hair and makeup, I can expect him later on down the line to tap me on my shoulder at the end of the runway.
Well, baby,
okay.
I don't know, but baby, what I tell you, well, hold on. What I tell you, our Philly caller is really good and everything. But baby, I wish I could get my husband to go to the fucking supermarket with me. My husband don't go to the supermarket with me. He don't want to go fucking clothes shopping with me. Bitch, okay? And my husband was born a woman, and I cannot get my husband to go shopping with me.
Kiana.
I'm in love.
Like Kiana, both
Charles,
of y'all, TT, Kelly, you poor dear, let me tell you me, he'll go shopping, buy my sneakers, the daughter clothes, and pick up the groceries, and come back home, and I'll get up and do what I have to do, because that's
Nicole.
The love it is, bitch. It's no such,
Nicole,
I feel sorry for
you
that you have to, I'm so sorry that that happened, because y'all should be able to share the responsibility, and he should know what you are without you being
present. No, I'm not saying no. we're not saying, no, wait, hold on, because you're getting me wrong. I'm not saying when I go out and go food shopping that I'm carrying the motherfucking groceries up these three flights by myself. No, he comes downstairs and he gets the groceries, but he's not going in the supermarket with me to be in the supermarket for a whole hour. He's not going with me to Lane Bryant, Ashton Stewart, and Avril and walk up to
Well, that's because he's protecting his image. And when you want to put you in the Femme Queen, there is none of that. Y'all are each other's image. So he's protecting his image.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand what you said. To me, it's defeating the purpose. I'm going to be with a woman. I'm going to be the woman.
It makes him a woman because he knows how. Wait, it makes him a woman because he knows what bag I need to wear, what boot I need to have on. It makes him a woman because he goes to Boutique Vuitton and he says, I'm going to buy her a boot, and he brings it back to me. That's a woman.
What makes him a woman if he goes to Petite Baton and you and him wear the same size? Hold on. What makes him a woman if he goes to Petite Baton and you and him wear the same size and he says, let me try this shoe on so I can make sure it's going to fit her correct?
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Everybody,
we're
getting too excited.
Hello. My few Butch Queen husbands walked fashion category. So they dressed me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, half the time the girls come out and they see me done, it was because of them. But I'm talking about, like, doing makeup and all that shit. No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Rouge. We're not talking about them actually doing it. I'm talking about them being there and that
we're losing touch of the topic, and we got it's like 2:39, and everybody should get like a little 3 minutes in to wrap up what they need to say. But my thing is that I want to hear everybody's closure on the topic, which is your topic is what
Butch Queens and Femme Queens dating and their relationship and how their love is.
Like everybody can give their little.
That'll be the appropriate way to end up the show. So is everybody still on the phone line that have been on the phone line?
Yeah,
everybody is on the phone line. Marquise is on the phone line. Philadelphia is on the phone line. The second private caller is on the phone line. Kiki is on the phone, Kiana's on the phone, and R is on the phone. Everybody is still here.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Do y'all believe in, like, people in the same band, like, open to all? Like, you know, like, messing with different genders and stuff?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy, baby. I'll try a motherfucking horse, baby, if I could.
And if you all agree that if you choose to mess with the other genders, you shouldn't mix and play with both of them. It should be, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to mess with this one. And if I choose the one to mess with the other, then I'm going to make sure I'm not using that one.
It's confusion to me. It's confusion.
If I'm with an AG, I'm with that AG until me and that AG break up. And then if I want to try a Butch Queen, then I'll try a Butch Queen. If I want to try a Femme Queen, then I'll try a Femme Queen.
I think it all depends on the type of person, because when I was with a Butch Queen, I was with my Butch Queen, and I didn't need a piece of trade. He was it. So, I was completely happy with that. So, if that's the way, I think it's the person, though. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Can I start out the closing statement?
Go ahead. You can go ahead first.
All right. It's like this. In order for you to give somebody your love, you have to love yourself at the end of the day. When you're secure with yourself, when you are happy with yourself, it doesn't matter what nobody thinks. If they know you do your girlfriend hair, if you go in the store and shop with her, if she's slaying you, you slaying her. At the end of the day, it does not matter. If you're in love and you secure with yourself, you're happy. Nobody can say never. Nobody can call you, you're a faggot because you mess with a T-girl or you this and you that. You got to be secure because at the end of the day, you ain't going to break me down. I'm going to make you just keep making you mad because at the end of the day, I'm going to do me and what makes me happy. And
amen.
Until I find that perfect person, I'm just going to be to myself.
Baby, I guess you already found that perfect person. Thank you so much
for coming on my show. I greatly appreciate you. Continue to listen, and I will find out who you are. The next private caller, your closing statement?
It sounds like Maya Angelou.
The next private caller?
The
next private caller, go ahead.
My statement is basically that, of course, everybody can love whoever they want. I mean, relationships are what they are. It's two people coming together, finding something in common, and loving each other for who they are. Just me as being a gay male and knowing that I like men, and then seeing transsexuals or transgender femme queens as women, I can only see them as women. I don't think about them having a penis. I don't think about that. I see titties, I see ass, I see hips, I see a beautiful woman, so I'm going to treat you as a woman. So therefore, I can't have that relationship with you because I'm going to treat you as a woman because that's what you portray yourself to be, and that's the way I'm going to interact with you as. So if you as a femme queen can find a man, butch queen, trade, whatever, that loves you for you, do you. Just be aware of the dynamic and know what you really want. Are you looking for a lover and a companion, or are you just looking for a good friend? Because that's two different things. You can have many good friends, but having a person that's going to love you who you are, that's something different.
Okay. Marquise.
Hallelujah.
I say whatever you like, follow your heart. Fuck what somebody else got to say. Live your life.
Puerto Rican Kiana.
Okay.
I agree with everybody. Safe. I mean, if you live life only once and you enjoy yourself and you hope that at some point you do find the one that you're going to live with and be comfortable with and, you know, share your life with them. And it's just all about, you know, that common ground, the understanding, the communication, and the affection that you share for each other. So if you're going to be happy with a man, a woman, a butch queen, a femme queen, or, you know, just be happy within yourself and you'll find happiness. It'll come to you.
Amen.
Kiana, Mother Eve still? Mother Eve?
Kiana, Bobby, for the phone. Who else is on the phone line?
Yeah, well, I just want to say that I think everybody's entitled to, you know, love who they want to love, but in the process of loving who you want to love, you have to know that once it's time to let go, you have to let go, and you can't blame other people for wanting to have what you once had, because a relationship is like a piece of cake. It starts out whole, and then people decide they want a piece of it. You can't stop people from eating your crumbs. But at the end of the day, you have to love you, like the gentleman just said. You have to learn to love you before you can love anybody else. And I think that if you tuck or if you stay untucked, a person has to learn to accept you for you. I fuck with straight boys only because I am, and regardless of what people may say or think, I am a top. And in the gay scene of the ballroom scene, when I tell people, you know, that that's my preference, people want to try to, you know, give their own opinion, and I don't have time to justify who I am and what I like to do. And because I don't have to challenge these straight boys when it comes to that, because all they want is a blunt and a pair of sneakers, and they'll do whatever they got to do. You know what? It works for me. So who am I to judge a person by what they do? Because what works for me works for me. Now, if you really want to know when it comes to the ballroom scene, the only boys I really am attracted to, but they would never get, you know, me to push up on them, are the realness with a twist. Because when they twist and they bend them backs, it's everything for me. I wouldn't do anything with them. But I respect femme queens because you girls have a hard life. You have a really hard life because you're dealing with two aspects of life. You're dealing with the changes that you go through in your mood swings, and then you're dealing with trying to deal with a butch queen who wants to be you one day. And like that person just said, one day you're going to be at the end of the runway and they're going to be there waiting for you because today's trade is tomorrow's competition.
Competition. You better motherfucking say it.
I know T-T. That's right. TT?
Yeah.
Can I have your
closest
statement?
He just said it all.
Kelly?
Kiana, are you back?
I'm back.
Your closing
remark? I definitely enjoyed your show tonight. It was a lot of valid points. I definitely feel like love yourself, stay true to thyself, and to each his own, to each his own as far as any kind of relationship. It takes two, and it has to be. You have to be on one accord with each other to make something work. I just say be happy, love yourself, and stay true, and wrap it up. Be safe.
Well, I don't really have much to say. Only thing I can say is, girls, whatever you do and whoever you do it with, whether it's a butch queen, a femme queen, a drag, a con, please make sure you practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be and I love y'all all for loving me. And we
thank
will be back here next week. Hopefully, if everything is God is willing, everybody, I'll be on the air tomorrow night to give y'all an exclusive interview about all the girls that have left the House of Milan and why they have left the House of Milan.
Ooh, yes.
So take it away.
Well, I'm glad that everybody came on this phone line tonight. I'm glad that I have the opportunity to hear everybody's opinion. I have been through enough experience in my own life, and now I choose my own path. So there may be things that I need to fix about the way I think things, but I am who I am, and that's who I stand for.
I think that as far as a butch queen and a femme queen or a dyke and a butch queen, you love who you love, and you are connected to who you are connected to. Do not point a finger outwards if you're not going to point the finger inwards. We all have our flaws. We all come from somewhere. We cannot manipulate boys, butch queens, or anybody to be what we want them to be. We can only involve ourselves and show what we can be. So everything starts with a real connection. And if you meet someone that with that connection, you can separate with them for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And when you see them again, the way they look in your face and the way you look in their face will still be the same. And that's called a connection. How far you choose to move according to it and how far are you ready will be totally up to you. Stand for who you are. Love yourself. Never settle for less. It never gets you anywhere. Even if you think the butch queen that you want, give him a hard time. They always love a challenge. That's why dating a butch queen is so fun. Wherever you at, whatever you're doing tonight, God bless you. Have fun. Use condoms, and I'll see y'all back here next week.
But you know what, Nicole?
Yes.
Sex is just like a game of solitaire. You don't need a partner as long as you got a good hand.
And that's safer than anything. So when you feeling lonely, you don't necessarily have to settle. You can do the job yourself. I love you, and thank you all for listening to my show. I had a great time, and we'll be back here Monday with the recap show. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Who runs this, Papa?
Run.
Legendary. Me. Oh, my God. Carbon copy that, bitch.